Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, live. Thank you for joining us. It is the 26th day of January, 2010, on this Tuesday edition. Coming up in the next segment, Mark Faber will be joining us. He is a top economist and market analyst with some of the most stunningly accurate forecasts of the last two decades. He'll be joining us from Switzerland. He has the gloomboomdoom.com report, or the gloom, boom, and doom report. He will be joining us coming up. Then we have Reverend James Manning with the work he's doing, Exposing Obama, always interesting and informative, coming up in the middle of the next hour. And then Richard Reeves, gotta love Richard, so professional, such a great activist, such a classy guy. He just always does so much good work, going out and talking to Rick Perry about the gun show shutdown here in Austin. So that is coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show. Of course, there's big blocks in there where we don't have guests today, where I'm going to be covering all of the amazingly important news, like the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, mulled national security status for AIG details to use national security to keep it secret. In fact, they attempted that, but it was decided that it would just be too transparently corrupt, and so they just illegally made it secret and ordered the banks and brokerage firms not to tell the public or Congress or anybody else who got the money, like little Timmy Geithner. Little Timmy Geithner got the money. Henry Paulson got the money. The very people who were giving the money to the banks that then gave it to themselves. So that is coming up. Also, we have CNN reporting what we told you a month ago, and we're going to line him back up for the show, Kurt Haskell. We have CNN reporting, and I'm looking around here for my article. There's just so much of it, that there was a second man on the flight, and they did arrest him, and they've been very secretive about it. So they denied that and gave out six different stories, and then I quit counting. And then now they admit that okay, indeed, they were tracking somebody. They did let him on the plane, and they did detain him, and they did tell the people that there was a bomb once they were in the customs office in Detroit coming in on that Christmas Day underwear botched bombing attack. So Kurt Haskell, who was called a liar by the media and the government, he's now been proven absolutely right and correct, along with his wife and other witnesses that backed him up. So that happened. It's just amazing how much the mainstream media lies and then later is forced to tell the truth. It's just more often than not, it's a lie by design. And that's why it's so scary to know the mainstream media still has so many people bamboozled and hoodwinked who are out there. So we're going to be going over that today. And this came out last Friday, and I covered it on Coast to Coast AM and then never covered it Monday. Dropped the ball big time, but we're going to pick it back up right now. Fumbled the ball like the Minnesota Vikings did over and over again. Oh, they're a football analogy here, parallel. Tax and spend, UN's RX for New World Medical Order, and they call for taxes on phones, on healthcare, on GDP, literally, they list more than 10 of them here. And we have the internal UN executive summary report of the World Health Organization of the UN. And the UN is denying that this is even theirs, when separately everything and more that is in this secret report was publicly in the Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax treaty. So, I mean, we have them with their pants down again here. So we're going to be going over that as well. I want to salute everybody. It's like 80%+ of the people there wearing Infowars.com or Obama Joker shirts. I want to salute all our great listeners that made that big rally for the Second Amendment such a big success in downtown Austin last night.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're now into the second segment of this four-hour syndicated radio broadcast. And Mark Faber, editor and publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. The website is www.gloomboomdoom.com. That's gloomboomdoom.com, is with us for the next 22 minutes or so. He has one of the most accurate records in forecasting the economy and picking investments and analyzing what's happening. Dr. Mark Faber, again, was born in Zurich, Switzerland, and you can read his entire amazing bio on his website, but most people that watch any financial television, Bloomberg, CNBC, CNN, any of it, Mr. Faber is no stranger to you. But let's get right into the interview. Joining us from Switzerland, Dr. Faber, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Okay, so much is going on. What's really happening in the world economy? What's really happening with sovereign debt, private debt, the dollar devaluation? Give us your break down what's currently happening and your forecast, please, sir.
Well, basically what we have is excessive credit growth that led in the period 2001 to 2008 to the housing bubble, and then the collapse of the housing bubble, and then we had the recession in 2008, 2009, And the recession was cushioned through huge government stimulus and monetizing. In other words, the government, through the Federal Reserve, is buying government debt and is expanding its balance sheet. And I think that this will not help the economy very much. But what it's helped is essentially emerging economies, because don't forget, after 1998, because of the credit bubble and the housing bubble, what the U.S. did was to overconsume. And this overconsumption, in other words, consumption went up as a percent of the economy, led to the trade deficit. And the trade deficit was then offset by trade surpluses in emerging economies, in particular in China. And that drove industrial production, employment, and capital spending in China, and along with that also commodity prices higher. So actually, the monetary policies of the U.S. under Mr. Greenspan and Mr. Bernanke have been a complete disaster for the United States, but complete. But it has helped the rest of the world. The rest of the world, the emerging economies and the producers of oil and copper and iron ore, should all send a thank you note to Mr. Ben Bernanke and Mr. Greenspan that they flooded the world with liquidity, and as a result of that, that emerging economies, in particular the resource producers, benefited.
Now, when we look at what's happening with the economy, they've been telling us in the last year that we've had a recovery, that unemployment's only 10.2, but most of the big private institutions that use the old numbers crunching system that the government previously used, that most statisticians and economists believe is much more accurate. They say it's over 22% right now, and that we're just going to continue sliding in to a deepening, really depression for Main Street. The big banks and brokerage firms are all having record profits off all the money they've stolen through the bailouts. Can you speak to what you think the economy is going to look like and the health of the dollar and what you see unfolding?
Well, I mean, given the huge stimulus we had and also given that the economy collapsed between September 2008 and March 2009, the figures, economically speaking, will look somewhat better in the next 3 months, because these months, January, February, March 2009, were very bad. So, I mean, maybe the economy shows signs of bottoming out and some improvement will take place even. But in general, I think that the outlook for future growth is very poor. In other words, the large deficits lead to larger government debts that keeps interest rates on long-dated securities, in other words, on long-term bonds, relatively high, and may even lead to inflation at some point. I mean, my sense is that in the last 20 years, actually, the typical household in the U.S., the median household, as they call it, has not made any progress. But who's made progress are, of course, as you said, the thieves on Wall Street. They have made a lot of progress, and government employees.
Well, that's the issue, is that government is exploding in size. Obama has spent more money in 1 year than all presidents before him combined. They're just hiring more police, more bureaucrats. That's the only sector that's growing. And they're now saying they're going to continue the spending and that they're going to raise taxes. And they are raising taxes at every level, state, federal, local, international. And that we see many UN chiefs and others saying, look, we want to end the industrialized world. They government says we're consuming too much, so they're doing us a favor clamping down on the economy, and this is actually being done by design, many experts believe. What's your take on that?
Well, basically, I think that Mr. Obama is right to hire a lot of policemen, because if I were such a bad president, I would also need increasing protection. But in general, I think that his administration is a complete failure in terms of economic and foreign policies. Nothing has been addressed overseas. He has increased the engagement in Afghanistan, and I can assure you that Afghanistan is a country where nobody has an interest that the U.S. will win a conflict. Neither the Chinese, nor the Indians, nor the Pakistanis, nor the Russians, nor the mercenaries who are hired in Pakistan. So it will never end, and it will be a bottomless pit. And in terms of domestic policies, the health care reform is another disaster because it creates uncertainty. So let's assume you have a business. You employ 50 people. You don't know what your tax rate will be 3 years from now. You don't know what your health care bill will be 3 years from now. But the last thing you will do is hire people. So I think that the uncertainty he has created is very, very bad for the economy in the long run. In addition to that, as you just pointed out, he has piled up huge deficits. They're running now at an annual rate of, say, $1.5 trillion. The problem is that they will not go down. I think they will actually increase. And so the government debt increases. And one day, this increased government debt will lead to substantially higher interest rates.
Well, Venezuela, as you know, last week devalued their currency by 50%. We have experienced a long slide in the value of a dollar, evidenced by a candy bar 20 years ago being a quarter, and now it's a dollar, or a beer being a quarter, and now it's $1.50 or $2. I mean, obviously, people know there's real inflation, but towards the end of a devaluation, it tends to accelerate. We're certainly seeing that right now. You know, there's temporary, as people do the reverse carry trade, for those that don't know, back into the United States. We saw a buoying for a time, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and other economists have predicted on the show in the fall of last year. But they say overall, it is a downward sliding, slow death of the dollar, and that global interests have decided to go ahead and abandon the dollar. The only question is how to abandon it. What's your take on that, Dr. Faber?
Well, basically, there isn't really an international currency at the present to replace the dollar. And also, whereas I'm very critical of U.S. monetary and fiscal policies, I'm also critical of other countries' fiscal and monetary policies because other countries are also very good at printing money. So I think the issue here is that all currencies lose their purchasing power over time. I mean, you just mentioned that the candy bar used to cost 25 cents and now it's a dollar or whatever it is. The same has happened in Switzerland and in other countries around the world. But in this situation, there is essentially one currency that keeps its purchasing power. And these are precious metals, including gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Because you can't increase the quantity. Mr. Bernanke has come out openly and said, if there was a deflationary threat, and I can explain to you later on why deflation may not necessarily be bad, but if there is a deflationary threat, he said, then we can drop dollar bills onto the United States from helicopter. Well, that won't happen, but he can print electronically money. And as you increase the quantity of money, goods that are scarce appreciate against the diluted value of the dollar and other currencies around the world.
Now, Dr. Faber, looking at that, so you have all the major currencies of the world simultaneously engaging basically in the same big government footprint and huge deficits and thus devaluation of currencies. So it's happening simultaneously.
Yes, it's a coordinated debasement of paper money.
And that's what the G20 admits they're doing. Meanwhile, helicopter Ben Bernanke is delivering billion-dollar bills out of helicopters, but only directly into J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and his own pocket. And so now there's open talk.
That is correct. It's so funny. I mean, it's actually tragic. It sounds funny, but it's tragic because it doesn't reach decent people in America. In fact, through monetary policies, they have impoverished normal people. And let me explain you why. First of all, when you cut down interest rates to zero, a lot of decent people, they accumulated savings in their lives. They have these savings on certificate of deposits in banks or on bank deposits. Now, even if you have $20 million on zero interest, you can't live. So if the interest was, say, 5% on $20 million, you would have income of $1 million. Secondly, commodity prices went up and peaked out in May 2006, and then they moved sideways, including oil, which was prior to the rate cuts in September 2007 at $75. At that time, the combined expenditures for oil in the United States were approximately $500 billion. But when Mr. Bernanke slashed interest rates to zero, oil went to $147, and the combined expenditures for oil in 2008 went to an annualized rate of $1 trillion. So the consumer, you and decent people in America, were saddened with another $500 billion in taxes. And the beneficiaries of that were the speculators largely on Wall Street.
Absolutely. So we have the real economy being fed into the speculators' gaping mouth.
You have a pie, and the pie has obviously, through the recession, become somewhat smaller. But what is now happening, the gangsters like Mr. Ben Bernanke and Mr. Larry Summers and Mr. Tim Geithner, they take the smaller pie but allocate a larger portion of the pie to their friends on Wall Street and in the banking sector and to very questionable organizations like AIG and so forth at the expense of decent people who work in America.
So where is it all heading? I mean, you talk about them hiring more policemen to protect themselves.
I was recently interviewed by Barron's, which is a leading financial paper. I said, we're all doomed. It's going to end in a complete disaster. But we have to distinguish. The disaster may not happen for 5 to 10 years, but we're heading into an iceberg. And what will eventually happen is that the population will suffer very badly from inflation and declining real wages, and the establishment, including the government, will protect itself. And when everything becomes very bad and you have simultaneous, essentially a recession, depression, like you said, in unemployment is of course higher than 10%. I don't think it's 22%, but say maybe 15%. When that doesn't improve, they'll go to war. And nobody can pay for the war, so you print more and more money and you have hyperinflation, and then the system goes. That's why I'm telling everybody, you ought to own some land, and you ought to own some stocks, and you ought to own some gold or a lot of gold and other precious metals, because paper money and bonds are very vulnerable over the next 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a giant black hole of debt that's mathematically impossible to get out of.
It's
and the
impossible.
System.
I have made the calculation. I don't want to bore you with everything. But when you consider debt to GDP is 375%, but that excludes the unfunded state's liabilities, the unfunded liabilities arising from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security that are coming due. I mean, the hole is so big, we are doomed.
And that's what the private central banks set up. They take over the world with fiat currency and credit they put out. While it still has value, they buy up the media, the military, the assets, the gold. They bring in a cashless society after they bankrupt it all. And the entire world is a giant scientific police state, Dr. Faber. That is clearly, from all of their own documents, their own statements, this has been a premeditated, as you said, concerted, coordinated, master economic domination, what Napoleon, Hitler, and Julius Caesar couldn't do, the private banks have done unless we identify them as the criminals and bring them to justice. But even if we were to stop them today, they have irrevocably savaged us so bad. Is there any way to get out of this new world order?
Well, first of all, I don't think so, because I have to also say there's no political will, because, as you say, the U.S. Federal Reserve is actually a corporation. In other words, it's a private entity, and it's most likely owned by all the banks in the United States. But the point is, there were voices in the United States that rightly asked for the Federal Reserve to be audited. But why do they refuse to be audited? If you have a business and someone comes along and says, listen, we want to audit you because we want to do business with you, then you say, sure, if you have nothing to hide. But if you have something to hide, you say, I refuse to be audited. So I think the Federal Reserve is, first of all, 99% responsible for the NASDAQ bubble and the subsequent crash. 99% responsible for the debt buildup and subsequent housing crash. And 99% responsible for having misled people who simply from their education cannot make a decision about how much leverage they use when they buy a house. Because if you buy a house and you borrow only 50% on your house, then the house may drop 50% in value, and your mortgage is still not underwater. But if you borrow 99% or 120%, then you have a big problem. And the Federal Reserve, especially Mr. Greenspan and Mr. Bernanke, encouraged people to take second home loan mortgages.
And sir, Dr. Faber, we're almost out of time, so I'm interrupting. And so now here we are, and their media is still putting out the hype that people's housing loans caused this. They baited and switched day one with the bailout money and didn't use it for that and said, we're not going to tell you where it's going. They're clearly out of control. Congress is talking about not reapproving the nomination of Bernanke for another term. They're talking about indicting Geithner or making him leave. But then you just get rid of sacrificial goats. We need to go after the entire system, or as you said, we are doomed. And I try to explain that every real economist, Ron Paul, countless economists we interview, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, George Humphrey, they all say mathematically impossible, designed to take over. And you try to tell yuppie reporters this, and they just laugh at you. They think it's funny. They think it's cute. They think it's going to go on forever.
I mean, the problem is that nobody in government and in the establishment wants to face the truth. And even very decent people, they tell you the truth, but they are very diplomatic about the statements they make. They don't say it's inevitable that eventually there'll be a huge mess. They guard themselves very much. But the mainstream and the government officials, they keep on misleading people. That is the problem.
And they know, don't they? I mean, they've designed it.
Well, I'm not sure they know, because, you know, the intelligence level of government employees is obviously not very high.
But I meant the bankers, the actual technicians running this.
Yes.
I mean, that's the real government, is the banks. Even Congress admits that now.
Well, I mean, the government basically is financed by large corporations and by election campaign contributions and so forth and so on. And then every politician then owes something to the people that gave him money, that brought him into office. And so nothing really gets ever decided. When there is a crack in the building, they don't fix the crack. They just put paint on top of it. And then 2-3 years later, the crack reappears and they put fresh paint until the whole thing collapses.
Dr. Mark Faber is our guest. Boomdoom.com is his website. Sir, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the News Blitz and other guests coming up. You'll definitely want to stay with us today. This transmission is key.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Your window, I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed, keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that.
The immortal Johnny Cash, God bless you.
Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, we are here live, back Sundays for an abbreviated 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us. Here is what we have coming up today. We just had Dr. Mark Faber on, breaking down the mathematical fact. And I've guesstimation, I've had more than 50, it's got to be, probably more, economists, top economists on. I mean, the former head of policy at the Treasury, the former Wall Street Journal editor, Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctor of economics, Ron Paul, just the list goes on and on, telling you mathematically we are doomed unless we say no to this fraud. And after the $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg now, that's been stolen by the banks, it's not $700 billion, that's an open window. They do it over and over again. That's only one part of it. Then they have the open window at the Federal Reserve. Several different – then they have SDRs internationally on top of that. That's above the $28 trillion. I mean, do you understand these numbers? And they're cooking the numbers they put out to the public to tell everybody everything's fine. And you talk to the general public, they know something's wrong, but especially people that feel like they're part of the establishment, they just don't get it, that we are the Titanic, we've already hit the iceberg, and they are polishing silverware on the deck, listening to the band play, dancing, drinking lemonade, and people cannot believe that the G20, by design, has engineered this. They just cannot get it through their head that through fraud, a global Ponzi scheme is taking over our society. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the globalists are clearly setting up for worldwide war. The globalists are expanding wars. They are setting up domestic police states to suppress the once first world, soon to be third world countries. And my instinct is run to the hills. But you can't run from this. You've got to face it down. I mean, I don't particularly like having to go down and bullhorn the police department and bullhorn the media yesterday. I'm sure a lot of you had better things you wanted to do, but I'd say 300 people came out. 80 to 90% of them, conservatively, were wearing InfoWars shirts and Joker shirts. It was great to, and don't tread on me shirts, from the InfoWars shop. I want to thank all of the great listeners that came out there and made it such a wonderful success. And I didn't even mean to blow up at the police, but watching them laugh at us and take photographs of everybody with their big telephoto lenses from behind the windows, and to know how they illegally shut down that gun show, I just blew up at them. We're going to post some of that video in the next few days on the sites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. But the Attorney General is now investigating. Rick Perry is saying he will investigate. We'll see if that really develops and happens. But the news is out there. The country knows what's going on. They know the Justice Department ran this. The Justice Department admits they came and told the Austin Police Department to do this. They called in Darwin Bedeker and thought he was the Saxit gun show after they'd run them out. And they said, no, I'm the new guy that took the lease. I'm the new guy. I'm the new person. And they said, well, here's the deal. We're going to shut you down if you don't do this, so you just better do it. And they told HEB that. Then they tried to backpedal and say that they hadn't done that. But now the good news is the truth has come out that they did do it. And I know that most Austin police are against what happened and are pro-Second Amendment. I understand that. But the thug-like people laughing at us. Now, some of the officers weren't laughing behind the glass. I was sitting there looking into their windows, and there were just scores of police staring at us, mainly officers, commanders and people, and just being laughed at by them and having them sit there and surveil us. And there was some provocateuring going on, but it didn't work. And overall, it was a very, very, very successful demonstration. So I salute all of my listeners that made it such a big success coming out there. It was great. Great to see you there. Coming up, Reverend James Manning continues to make national headlines, boldly standing up to Obama. And it's another testament to what any of you can do on YouTube if you have the same passion and focus. Always interesting interview. And we'll find out the latest on his Secret Service / CIA visit coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Richard Reeves, to talk about his little interview with Rick Perry that was so key, and also he's campaigning for Deborah Medina. She's going to be on with us Thursday. She thought she could be in studio in Austin today, but they had to reschedule till Thursday in the last hour of the show before the big debate. And they, of course, have thanked the show and all the activist listeners being instrumental. Again, you, the listeners, calling B-Lo and getting them to stop the ban on her being in the next debate, which is key, just days ahead of the gubernatorial Republican primary that's happening early next month. So great job on that front. And the state of Texas is on fire with Deborah Medina. And again, that's a message to the rest of the country of people running on a constitutionalist, libertarian, true patriot ticket that's anti-big government, anti-gun control, anti-war. That's a constitutionalist position slash conservative. We are retaking the high ground away from the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. And I challenge the Democratic Party. And I commend, I don't really like Howard Dean in many facets. I like Dennis Kucinich because he's real. I don't agree with him on a lot of issues, but he's real. And they really torpedoed, conservatives torpedoed it partially, but liberals, still in that paradigm, torpedoed the healthcare takeover. They torpedoed it by actually reading the bill and finding out it was another boondoggle. Whatever the government does, Republican or Democrat, it's hijacked. If it's a banker bailout, it's a ripoff. If it's health care, it's a ripoff for the insurance companies. If it's a carbon tax, it's to pay the banks. I mean, if it's a flu hype, it's to make money. I mean, everything they do is a scam. So we're going to be breaking that down. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to, and we'll be covering that in the next segment. Just huge developments. But I want to go with our once-a-month visit with Marty Schachter of the Calvin Pure Soap Company. He founded it with his dad when he got back from World War II. When Marty got back in 1947, they said, you can't buy soap anymore. It's all byproducts. The petroleum industry called soap. It's toxic. He'd been in the chemical corps. He knew that. So they produce truly organic, made-in-America, incredible soap. And I found out about it because somebody that worked at Genesis was just talking about how wonderful it was, and Marty had never advertised. Marty had never actually reached out to people. He had sold factory direct and to a lot of big businesses and institutions that understood they were getting 85% off supermarket prices and getting real organics. So, you know, the elite are some of the biggest buyers of his high-quality products. But now, the last 5 years advertising on Genesis, it is now available to you. And so this is really a political action here. Like when I say buy organic, that will take over the market where everything will be organic. And that's starting to happen. I'm talking about organic food, organic soap, which really is the same thing as a food. It's out of real organic products. And so, Marty, good to have you on with us.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you this year like we have. Now, I want to express a heavy and hearty thank you to the listeners and supporters of Alex Jones, including you, Alex, for making 2009 our best year ever. 63 years and still counting.
Absolutely.
So we can't thank you enough for helping us there.
Tell people what's in the soap versus the fake soap that's on store shelves.
Well, yeah, they still call the products on the shelf soap, but it's truly a synthetic soap, a fake soap, an artificial soap. And they had to rename it detergents. It's a new word that they created. It doesn't exist in the English language. But we make the old-fashioned from the 30s and the 40s and the 20s, going back many, many years, soaps made with coconut oils and vegetable oils, no perfumes, condensed, concentrated to do the job honestly. All you got to do is ask your grandmother or your great-grandmother what they used, and they'll tell you. They didn't have rashes. They didn't have itching. They didn't have deteriorated clothing because the soap did the job of cleaning without being destructive. And the chemicals they use today, it doesn't make it. Almost all the products are chemically made because it's profitable, extremely profitable to make chemicals into a cleaner, even though it does more harm than good.
That's right. So when they refine the soap, when they refine the billions of barrels worldwide of oil every year, most of it is junk. And so they've got all this extra waste that they have to deal with, and so it goes into literally thousands of different products, and a lot of it is medicines. The pharmaceuticals are synthetic vitamins, synthetic soap. It's not soap, it's not vitamins, and it's toxic, it's bad for the environment. But again, you go to Whole Foods and places, which are great, and you pay more for organic soap, because you're paying for the marketing and the shipping and the middleman. With you, it's really high quality, California organic certified, one of the highest standards, true American real soap, and you save 85% off supermarket prices because there is no middleman. You're going factory direct. Tell us about the product line and how folks get it.
Well, we have the product line is very limited. We don't have 100 items. We have the four basic soaps, bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap, and they'll do 100 jobs.
And you also have great body lotion. You have lotion. You have lotion.
Wash and the hair rinses and all these artificial harmful chemicals. Don't need them anymore.
And you also have the lotion.
We have bulk packages, which save considerable amount of money. I mean, you were talking about thousands of dollars a year savings by getting a triple concentrated, all-natural soap into your home. We have a 1 to 2 year supply, a 3 to 4 year supply, a 4 to 5 year supply. You stock it up. There has unlimited shelf space, unlimited life, and you can stock up, save a lot of money, and get products twice as good, guaranteed, in your home that you're using now. I guarantee that. And we make the soaps. We have sampler packages, which are very inexpensive, handmade, so you can try it for a month or two, and you can graduate yourself up. You know, you ever look at the shelves at the supermarket? Look at the cleaning products they have there. There are no prices on anything. I mean, you got a code. You got to go to the checkout counter to get the code read on the machines so you can tell what the product is to get your receipt. But you can't judge. You don't come to shopping with a computer, with an adding machine, with a calculator to know what you're buying. We give you prices on everything, wholesale prices on everything. Mail to you. We'll send you a free catalog. Absolutely no obligations. Unconditionally guaranteed your satisfaction or double your dirt back.
And people can get the sampler month tote bag, or they can get 6 month supply, year supply. Again, give people the toll-free number to call.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. We're sitting here waiting for your calls and for your satisfaction. You will be not only satisfied, you will not only be happy, you will not only like the products, you will love them. We create love affairs, tens of thousands of Alex Jones listeners, and this is how we work. This is what we do. This is our life, and this will be your happiness to get a cleaning product that finally works and doesn't hurt.
So, and the website is 5-Star Soap. You can spell it out, 5 or the number 5, 5starsoap.com. That's 5starsoap.com. Links up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Marty, fire out that phone number one more time.
1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. We're here for you. We've been around, like I say, 63 years. We know what we're doing now after all this time, and we know how to keep you happy, to save you money, and give you a better chance of not having itching skin and burning skin and hair and laundry that's deteriorating from these harsh chemicals. We'll take care of you.
Well, Marty, in closing, give me the limerick.
First, we learn that fatty food will harm the heart. So far, so good. Aspirin, though, helps thin the blood and keep it free of sludge and mud. But now they tell us, fuddled folks, that fatty foods help ward off strokes. With paradox, let's come to grips. Eat aspirin with potato chips.
Man, you're something else. Did you write that yourself, Marty?
I helped clean it up.
Okay, buddy. Well, listen, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Talk to you next month, Alex.
All right, see you. Bye. He visits with us about 10 minutes once a month. Oh, what a character, man, I tell you. Okay, here are the big stacks of news. I mentioned some of it right at the start. This is just giant news. Obviously, we need to cover it in more detail. I've got a big stack here as total fraud at the UN, where they admit they're cooking the temperature readings all over the world, fraud everywhere, making money off of it, total scams, fear-mongering people that the Earth is going to die, deadly carbon dioxide that plants breathe is, you know, just horrible, and we've got to do something about it. Well, look at this. And again, this is from Fox News. But you can go directly to the executive summary of the report from the UN. And the headline is, Tax and Spend, UN's RX for New World Medical Order. And it says the panel of experts at the World Health Organization are deciding how to fund their worldwide operations. These are the same folks that brought you the flu hoax. And they say here, a copy of the executive summary was obtained with the report. And you read it. And in it, it's just got tax after tax after tax. These taxes include, and I'm reading from the news article, not only indirect consumer taxes, but also greater donations by wealthy governments as a percentage of gross domestic product. And it goes into individual payments tied to such things such as mobile, phone use, healthcare, lotteries, new commitments from charitable and philanthropic organizations, and the possible diversion of current philanthropic giving from developed countries into developed world healthcare. And then it gets into all the other taxes they want. And then they tried to deny their own report, but all of this and more is in the Copenhagen Treaty that's public. GDP taxes, everything else. Stay with us.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties. 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Obama administration. administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty. That's coming up next hour. I'm going to read that article by Paul Joseph Watson up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in full, because it is a death sentence, as Lord Monckton and others have pointed out, a death sentence. There's also another key story at InfoWars.com from good old Webster Tarpley. Please send this letter to your senators in opposition to the Bernanke nomination. Yes, that sends the message that what they've done is wrong. They're the bad guys. They have to be identified as the head of the snake. And Bernanke's in trouble. He may not make it. That's why Time and Newsweek are talking about how great he is. What was it? Time gave him Man of the Year and praised him. That's like giving a peace prize to Obama, expanding all the wars. It's a sick joke. It's all a sick joke. They think if they just shovel this propaganda on people, they're going to go along with it. But continuing with this executive summary report obtained internally from the World Health Organization, the report labels the tax idea a particularly attractive option for funding health research and development, and says that revenues from it would rise considerably if the profits from one or more high-income countries was included. And so they call for the larger tax on GDP, same thing that was in the official Copenhagen Treaty they tried to get countries to sign on to. So to have them in this article denying it, the UN saying, oh, no, we didn't say that, it's just ridiculous. In a telephone interview on Thursday, Lopez Montano, I believe you pronounce it, declared that she did not understand, if we were talking about getting cheaper medicines for poor people, how we could discuss this without talking about intellectual property rights. Frustrated, she says, she walked out of the group's last working session, December 2009, and did not return. But that's the person that, again, gave him the executive summary, it says here. But again, you can read in the first paragraph or second paragraph of the article that the UN is denying this. In fact, let me just read it. A member of the World Health Organization, WHO, panel on experts that is pondering new global taxes on emails, alcohol, tobacco, airline travel, and consumer bank transactions, has charged that she was given only selective information at group meetings, that deliberations were rushed, and the group was manipulated by the international pharmaceuticals industry. See, they claim this is all a way to give third world cheap drugs, but just like the insurance scam, it's really just a way to cut benefits and jack up prices and bring control over third world countries and their own production of pharmaceuticals. And to get literally in the aggregate hundreds of billions of dollars pumped into big pharma in the name of helping the third world with their poison-laced vaccines and drugs and the rest of it. All of her charges were strongly denied by the head of the WHO's expert working group on research and development financing, EWG, a 25-member panel of medical experts, academics, and healthcare bureaucrats, which is due to present a 98-page report in Geneva on Monday after 14 months of deliberations on the new and innovative sources of funding to reshape the global medical industry. So the UN, again, completely being run by Big Pharma, according to this person. Of course, the UN was set up by the military-industrial complex in 45. You have all these conservatives, mainline conservatives, going, get rid of the UN. It's anti-America. It wants to take over America. No, the banks took America over, and they created this institution to be the hub of all their international regulatory control that gives them governmental power. And so anything that comes out of it will be packaged as helping the third world when it's the opposite. All we need to do is look at State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger, Herr Kissinger, to find out exactly what they want to do, and that's devastate and control the third world. And that's what's coming up. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world countries in poverty. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government a new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Reverend James Manning. Find out the new developments with the Secret Service and CIA. That's how they declared themselves, visiting him. He has his employees as witnesses. And he has really beaten the drum to politically go after Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, as he calls him. I just, you know what? If I went to an organized church, which I go to the Methodist church, I like it. My parents go, my kids go every Sunday to a Methodist church here in Austin. But I mean, if I really went for some good sermons, it'd be some of these black churches with preachers like Reverend Manning. I mean, it's just great to listen to him. I mean, it's like Martin Luther King. They are just great speakers. I don't know what it is, or I guess it's that passion. But you read about the founding fathers and the black brigades as the pastors were called, because all major denominations wore black back then. Most of them did, and just the oratory, you know, the text of the speeches they gave. We need to get back to that. I think it's that a lot of the black churches have that old time fire that is so invigorating. But he is coming up in T-minus about 30 minutes. He'll be with us at 33 after if we go to break at the bottom of the hour. And we've got him coming on, and then Richard Reeves in studio to talk about the gun grabbing that's going on, his interview with Rick Perry, and so much more, like Deborah Medina. Really an example of how we can take this country back. Very, very exciting to see everybody getting behind her and the incredible buzz I hear everywhere. My grandmother doesn't listen to the radio show often, because I talked to her. She didn't hear about Deborah Medina from me. And I find that to be interesting, because she's my great-grandmother to my children. Really, my last grandparent we've got, such a precious, sweet lady. And my mother was taking her to physical therapy because she's, I don't know, 85, 86, and had polio. She's a tough lady. And so she's been on crutches since the 50s, but so she can keep walking and kicking. She's still sharp as a tack. My mother was taking her to physical therapy. Was it last Thursday? No, it was Friday. And they were stuck in traffic driving back. And my mom said, who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary coming up next month? And she said, oh, no question. I'm voting for Medina. I watched her in the debate. So it was Medina in the debate, just the straightforwardness, the knowledge, the constitutional nature. If my 80-something-year-old grandmother is going for Medina, you know, that's why I'm so torn. I'm so torn doing this radio show. I wanted to go home last night and see my children. But I had to go down there and protest. It's a responsibility I have. You know, you notice I don't do it a lot. I don't do a lot of public events. I turn down speaking engagements all over the world. Very lucrative, by the way, offers I've been given. Just because I just want to cover the news and make films, and I'm just overwhelmed. And I want to spend time with my grandmother. I want to spend time more time with my family. And not spend time talking to the media and everything else. It's just... But I have a responsibility, and I know that we're dealing with pure tyranny. And so I feel robbed by the New World Order, of my time, of my energy. know, it's time that you can't ever get back. Time is the real currency. And I don't know, I'm making some decisions right now about the type of work I want to do and what I want to do in the future. And the sick thing is, the more I get attacked, the more I get lied about, the more I get demonized, it's like then it makes me even work harder. It's like I can't back off from a fight. It's that too. It's just, I just want to spend time with my grandmother. I want to spend time with my family. I got to fight these people.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, get ready for the news blitz, ladies and gentlemen. I think the most important story we're looking at is more than just a story. It's a fact of systematic, coordinated genocide. And we have it from the Club of Rome, the IMF, the World Bank, Council on Foreign Relations, countless modern eugenicists that they want to cut off industrial development to the third world that will result in untold starvation, death, and misery. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty. That's exactly what State Department Memorandum 200 said in 1973. More starvation and death guaranteed by blocking poorer countries from building coal-fired power plants. China builds, 2 or 3 a week. The United States doesn't. I mean, it's incredible. Under the proverbially fraudulent and completely corrupted justification of fighting global warming, the Obama administration has ordered the World Bank to keep developing countries underdeveloped by blocking them from cold-fired power plants, ensuring that poorer countries remain in poverty as a result of energy demands not being met. Even amidst the explosive revelations of the United Nations IPCC issuing reports on the Himalayan glaciers and the Amazon rainforest littered with incorrect data, the U.S. government has stepped up pressure, that's a quote, on the World Bank not to fund coal-fired plants in developing countries, reports the Times of India. The order was made by U.S. Executive Director of the World Bank, Whitney Debevoise, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, who represents the United Nations in considering all loans, investments, country assistance, strategy, budgets, audits, and business plans of the World Bank entities, World Bank Group entities. See, when they go into a third world country and they give them compounded interest of over 30%, where $1 billion famously in Nigeria became 40 and then 50 and then 60 billion, or 2 billion in Brazil becomes 30 plus billion. When they go in there, they then make the IMF and World Bank give them our tax money, and then they're told who they can spend it with companies controlled by the IMF and World Bank. I mean, it's incredible. This is empire. This is how they operate. And it's an open secret. This is publicly admitted. That's why the Third World didn't go along with the Copenhagen Treaty, because they actually read it. And they had to make right at, it was like 49%. No, I mean, it was right at double. I guess that would be right at 95% above the cuts. So almost double that the United States and Europe had to make. By preventing poor nations from becoming self-sufficient and blocking them from producing their own energy, the Obama administration is ensuring that millions more will die from starvation and lack of access to hospitals and medical treatment. Not only does strangling the energy supply to poorer countries prevent adequate food distribution and lead to more starvation, but hospitals and health clinics in the third world are barely even able to operate as a result of the World Bank and other global bodies ordering them to be dependent on renewable energy supplies that are totally insufficient. A prime example appeared in the documentary, The Great Global Warming Swindle, which highlighted how a Kenyan health clinic could not operate a medical refrigerator as well as the lights at the same time because the facility was restricted to just two solar panels. There's somebody keen to kill the African dream. And the African dream is to develop, said author and economist James Shikawati, I don't see how a solar panel is going to power a steel industry. We are being told, don't touch your resources, don't touch your oil, don't touch your coal. That is suicide. And see, that's what De Beers and Oppenheimer do in Africa with a 90-plus percent, I say it's like 95% or more, total monopoly over diamonds, almost a complete monopoly, because they lay on the ground in Africa. They lay on the ground in Arkansas. They lay on the ground in many areas of Brazil. Alluvial. And it's the same thing. By not letting us have clean burning coal that's in Utah, by laying that off, it more than doubled the only other major clean coal deposit in China, which they're all mining. And Clinton did that. I mean, this is just millions of examples. I mean, it just goes, it's endless. I mean, it is millions of examples of how big corporations rig everything to their benefit. And they use government to do it. The program labels the idea of restricting the world's poorest people to alternative energy sources as the most morally repugnant aspect of the global warming campaign. That's the whole point of it. It's eugenics, to kill these people. Obama administration orders World Bank to keep third world in poverty, ladies and gentlemen. That's the article. It continues. As we have previously highlighted, the implementation of policies arising out of the fraudulent fear-mongering and biased studies of global warming is already devastating the third world, with a doubling in food prices causing mass starvation and death. Poor people around the world are being killed in large numbers by starvation as a result of climate change policy. The climate skeptic Lord Monckton told the Alex Jones Show last month, due to the huge areas of agricultural land being turned over to growth of biofuels, quote, take Haiti, where they live on mud pie with real mud costing 3 cents each. That's what they're living on, rather they're dying on, said Monckton, relating how, when he gave a speech on the subject, the lady in the front row burst into tears and told him, I've just come back from Haiti. Now, because of the doubling in world food prices, they can't even afford the price of mud pie, and they're dying of starvation all over the place. As a National Geographic report confirmed, with food prices rising, Haiti's poorest can't afford even a daily plate of rice, and some must take desperate measures to fill their bellies by eating mud, partly as a consequence of increased global demand for biofuels. In April 2008, the World Bank president, Robert Zoellick, admitted that biofuels were a significant contributor to soaring food prices, a global doubling, that have led to riots in countries such as Haiti, Egypt, the Philippines, and even Italy. You know, they've got riots going on right now, the last 2 weeks in Italy. We estimate that a doubling of food prices over the last 3 years could potentially push 100 million people into low-income countries deeper into poverty, he stated. Even if we are to accept the fact that overpopulation will be a continuing problem in the third world, the very means by which poorer countries would naturally lower their birth rates, and the Royal Commission from England shows that, would be by allowing them to develop their infrastructure, is being blocked by the global institutions who craft policies designed to keep the third world in squalor and poverty. This goes to the very heart of what the real agenda behind the global warming movement really is, a Malthusian drive to keep the slaves oppressed and to prevent the most desperate people on the planet from pulling themselves out of destitution and despair. And it's even worse than what Paul Watson wrote. I mean, when you look at all the statistics and you look at what moderate decade cuts into 2022, I think it's the next 12 years, you look at those numbers, and if they make even moderate cuts, and it was right at double, just shy of double the cuts in the treaty they wanted Africa and Latin America and poorer areas of Asia to sign on to, if they made those cuts, it would conservatively kill an additional billion people. There are over 100 million people, according to the UN's own numbers, on the edge of starvation every year. More than 15 million people starve to death a year. In fact, I want to double check that number. Guys, pull up yearly total number of people that starve to death each year. I believe it's higher than 15 million, and Lord Monckton gave the numbers of how an additional 5 to 7 million starved to death the last 3 years because of the biofuels. Oh, it's so sick. Now, again, if it's a biofuel from corn that would be used for food, it's bad. There's nothing wrong with taking garbage and food refuse and turning it into biofuels. I mean, that's a good idea. And it is true that biofuels produce less toxic waste. I mean, we're not here saying that oil is completely clean, far from it. And we spend so much of our time and energy just figuring out what to do with it. You just can't make the decision to say there's too many Africans, there's too many people, we've got to cut their food off. I mean, that is just an immoral decision that I will not, in an elitist fashion, because I'm not an elitist, but these average people, you know, people making $100,000 a year, $50,000 a year, they think they're elitist. There it is. Every year, 15 million children die of hunger. So it's 15 million children. Throughout the 1990s, more than 100 million children will die from illness and starvation. Scroll down, though. I want to see where this website gets its facts. I don't know this particular site. Oh, they're using UNICEF numbers. Yeah, mommy. Probably accurate because that's the number I had already from the UN. Yeah, it's UNICEF. Scroll down to the bottom. Let's see if they have a fact line. I don't doubt those numbers. That's what it looks like. But I want to, it's World Bank numbers, but I want to actually pull up a mainstream news article because people won't believe that. And I'm really trying now So what I do is I always go from memory on issues, and I knew it was 15 million. I guess it's children, so there's even more adults. What is it, 5 to 7 million adults on then, I guess. So the total's over 20 mil. I mean, I know that number. I've seen it millions of times, hundreds and hundreds of times. But I'm trying to focus myself to always double-check everything. Double-check everything. And everyone should do that. Because you need to actually see these numbers for yourself. You don't need to just hear Alex Jones talk about it and then just say, oh, so what? I'm an environmentalist. You know, cut off their resources. And that's how they sold the well-meaning liberals for the Copenhagen Treaty, or tried to sell them, was, oh, we're going to help everybody. You know, we're going to take money from the West and give it to the third world. It was actually the opposite. It's giving it all to the banks. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1086.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1116.70, 558.35 for a half ounce, and 279.17 for the quarter ounce. That's 1116.70, 558.35, and 279.17.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never look into your eyes.
I'll never look into your eyes.
I love humanity. I love looking into people's eyes. Windows to the soul.
Can you picture what will be?
Okay, Reverend James Manning, always fiery, always powerful, joining us in the next segment. Some of the giant stacks of news I haven't gotten to yet. Iraq littered with high levels of nuclear and waste and dioxin, contamination study finds, and put uranium among poisons revealed. They have had more than a quadrupling of birth defects in Iraq in all the areas where DU was used. The troops are coming back. That even happened in the first Gulf War, having massive birth defects in their children, massive lung problems. And until the early 1990s, the Army reports. In fact, I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky back on, guys, because he wrote the Army manual on it. He got sick from it. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was deadly in the 50s, but they wanted to get rid of the nuclear spent fuel rods. And so they're now serving it out, even not just in tank ammo, Sabos fired from the Abrams, or Warthog A-10 Vulcan guns. That's what it's called, the big Gatling gun. It's now basically being served out, 50 cal, you name it, into smaller ammunition and being used everywhere and being used in more than 10 proving grounds we've identified here in the United States. I mean, it is mega poisonous, mega radioactive, and the particles are so small, when it gets in your lungs, it just keeps devastating DNA. And we've got that report I'm going to be going over. An amazing constitutional lawyer we're working on getting on the show. The video's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Went into the Denver, well, it's the county there that Denver is located in, went into the naked body scanner. They've got to go in the courthouse. He's a lawyer who has cases to try there, and they just said, no, you're not coming in. You're going to be recorded. We're going to scan your naked body. But the good news is, clearly, there's going to be a lawsuit. And they're trying to put these in all over the country. I've seen reports of California, Texas moving to get them, and mobile vans in England and herding you onto it and scanning your body. And I'm going to take the time out this week. I've got to do it to get the contest rules written up and get those posted and get that contest going, because I've already seen a lot of people with contest submissions for the best video exposing the naked body scanners and the best flyer posted and the best video of that. We got Mark Dice coming up Thursday. I can't wait, going out and showing the majority of people in San Diego saying, yes, ban free speech, ban people's right to speak, ban people's right to criticize Obama. I mean, and again, I saw Republicans acting like this for George Bush, and now Democrats doing it for Obama. They think because it's their team winning, you know, that they're still going to have their free speech, but you're not going to have yours. That's not how this works. And you've got this widening chasm in society where either people are getting more awake, more concerned, more informed, more involved, or they're just getting more and more basted and marinated in tyranny. They are just slogging and sinking into it. They are just absolutely giving in to everything. Oh, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. GMO food's good. Fluoride's good. I was talking to a reporter this morning, and I said, I'm going to send you a bunch of documents from the union of the EPA, the union itself saying, take it out of the water. It's deadly, bone cancer, all this other stuff. And the guy just didn't believe me. I couldn't get through to him. He just kind of laughed and said, no, I think it's, you know, good for people's dental care. And I just, you can't, they think we're lying. They think it's not true. They think, and they've got children, they've got wives, they've got husbands. I mean, I've had so many reporters on the phone, in magazine, newspaper, website interviews, and radio interviews, and they just laugh at me. If you just do the research, you'd find out how deadly fluoride is. But see, oh, it's societally kooky to say you're against it because there's a Dr. Strangelove movie by Stanley Kubrick. I mean, that, every reporter, every one of them, brings that up to me. Every stinking one of them brings up Dr. Strangelove and laughs at me. And I know I'm right. I mean, I know it's a fact. I know that it's bad. We know that Monsanto knows that their corn is killing lab rats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We are simulcasting this syndicated radio transmission right now. We just started simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. It's a four-hour radio show every day if you're a new listener or viewer. And we always, in the third and fourth hour, simulcast. But a lot of days we do the first, second, third, and fourth. Many days we do the second, third, and fourth. But today we're doing 2.5 hours of the radio show simulcasted at prisonplanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 to sign up at prisonplanet.tv. You can also, we allow 6 people to simultaneously with the same passcode sign on. And so you can share it with a few of your friends and family. If they give it out to too many people, though, and 6 people are logged on with the same passcode at the same time streaming and downloading videos, it'll lock you out until one of the people gets off. But as long as we can finance it, we do want people to be able to share the information. I mean, if I could, I would just give PrisonPlanet.tv out for free. But we finance the radio show, the films, a lot of what we do from the members of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we post them there in the highest quality. We post them there first. You know, the day we start shipping a new film out on DVD, it's available first at PrisonPlanet.tv. We simulcast the radio show there with the document cam, the video clips, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to encourage people, if you want to financially support what we're doing, to do that. Last night when I was out at the protest, a lady gave me a large donation, and I gave it to my crew. I hope that's okay with her, but it really touched my heart that she did that. We don't really generally, maybe once a year, we'll do a drive and ask for donations. That's a listener idea. We've done that 2 years, and that's really helped our operations and given us the confidence to expand. But the big way to donate and support us is buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts that are all massively discounted at Infowars.com or getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Now, for the balance of the hour, we are joined by Pastor David Manning of Otla.org, Otla World Church, there in New York City, there in Harlem. And Reverend Manning has, again, tens of millions of views online. National television has covered him ad nauseum, attacked him. He got a visit, what was it, a month and a half ago or so? Back in November by the, boy, time flies, by the 2 months ago, by the Secret Service, and saying they were also CIA with New York police. So I wanted to get caught up to speed on what happened there, because you were expecting to be arrested, but thank God that hasn't happened yet because you're so visible. But a recap, what happened there and any new developments, Reverend Manning.
Well, they did come on the 16th of November. And by the way, thank you, Alex, for having me on your broadcast today. It's a real pleasure and honor. They were here on the 16th of November. They unannounced, they kind of burst in on me. I had no idea they were coming, could not be prepared for them. But they came up, CIA, Secret Service, Homeland Security, and New York City Community Services Police. Now, that's a nice way of saying riot control, crowd control, police department. They came into my study where I was, happened to have been doing business at the time. And, of course, they asked me about the question that stated something that I had stated to kill the president. Well, I explained to them, and they were very well aware of the fact that what I stated was that I believe Obama is an illegal alien, that he should be put on trial for treason, found guilty, and executed. That's exactly what I said, and they were taking it from a quote that I posted up on YouTube. And I explained that to them. Of course, I also explained that I didn't have anything to say to them if I was not under arrest. And so they left. Now, of course, there's a bit more detail, but I've explained this once, and I thought I'd just kind of – I have since that time sent a letter, an official letter, to Janet Napolitano complaining about that intrusion by her Homeland Security group. I've sent a letter to the New York City Police Department as well. None of them have responded, but I'm asking for answers. Why did they come? Obviously, they know that I have the constitutional right to speak out, and not only that, but the Constitution does call for execution when found guilty of treason in America. So I suspect that their reasons for coming were more nefarious, or at the very least, they wanted to intimidate me in their presence and their visit. But I haven't heard anything from any of them since then.
Reverend Manning, I mean, I think you're a good guy. I like you, and I think you have a lot of courage. Me personally, I think Obama is just a powerful puppet of the New World Order to give left cover to new wars and police state and banker bailouts. But I also expose Bush as a puppet. I mean, I think that if Obama got arrested and tried for treason, I mean, it's all the power backers that back him. That would turn him into some type of hero and some type of victim that makes it all about the president. But I guess from your research, you think Obama is really running the show?
Well, no. I think I agree with you in as much as that he is indeed a puppet. There's no doubt about that. And there are those who pull the string. From my point of view, I suspect that someone has to start being accountable at some point and at some level. is visible. Of course, those who pull the strings, those who have been pulling the strings, I completely agree with you regarding George Bush. I don't think that Obama could be president without George Bush. I think George Bush and John McCain handed Obama the presidency because of the pulling of the strings from higher up and from various organizations that have been pulling strings for quite some time. No doubt about that. However, in my view, I think Obama needs to be brought held accountable, and like Abdullah Öcalan, maybe he'll start talking on those who actually put him up to put the explosive in his underwear. Maybe Obama will tell us who put the explosive in his underwear. But I also think that Obama, in a large sense, Alex, has influenced people, especially in the black community and others as well, in a way that's perhaps very spiritually evil. And that needs to be rectified as well.
What are you saying? I mean, give us the bill of particulars. What is the treason Obama's committing? The banks robbing us, letting Geithner and others keep the money for themselves, keeping it secret, lying about what the health care plan really did, unconstitutional, launching new wars, going into Pakistan.
All of that is a part of what he is doing may not necessarily be considered treason, because there are certain mandates constitutionally, executive privileges and power and congressional powers legislatively, that he is able, and as the commander-in-chief, that he's able to do those things. You may be able to bring a moral case against him for the wars that he has continued. But the banking idea, the bailout for the banks, you can bring a moral argument against that, against him as well. My specific treason charges are simple. It's the fact that he is not a U.S. citizen constitutionally eligible to hold the office, that he does not fit the constitutional bill of Section 2, Article 1, Article 2 rather, Section A of the Constitution to actually serve as U.S. president. There's a lot of information floating around and questions floating around that are just absolutely unprecedented and unreasonably answers being withheld regarding his birth. But I've got something else, Alex, I want to talk to you about as well with respect to his education at Columbia University, or the alleged education at Columbia University. But it is the fact that he is constitutionally ineligible that makes him a treasonous target.
Well, there's also the treason trying to hand us over at Copenhagen to United Nations control and to give part of our GDP and other forms of taxes to the IMF and World Bank. I mean, if that isn't treason, I don't know what is.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons why I keep following your reports on where our world is going and who's actually calling the shots. It appeared that the Copenhagen world climate change, a global warming event, seem to have fizzled. I don't think so. I would never think that those people are as powerful as they are would allow it to have fizzled. They're regrouping for whatever reason. But it appeared to me that Obama was poised to hand over America's sovereignty to a world government and exchange. Perhaps they would give him a major world leadership position. That's what appeared to me that was going on. And I still think it's in the works.
Oh, they've clearly already, he's the first U.S. president to become the chair of the U.N. Security Council.
Absolutely.
That clearly violates the Constitution. We give the article sections in Fall of the Republic. And clearly he's trying to cede authority unconstitutionally, and then that is the definition of treason, is to swear an oath
and then
sell your country out to foreign interest.
No, you're absolutely right about that, no doubt about that. And that's perhaps a more grievous one, because then the insidiousness of actually doing that and conspiring with other nations. So he would have to have started on this process then quite some time ago, not during the election cycle. But this, and those who are pulling the strings on his presidency and him as a puppet would have had to have thought about this years ago more than just recently.
Absolutely. Expanding along those lines, Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year into office in history. And he got that record 8 months in, but it continues to slide at record levels. I mean, he's plunging in free fall right now, and everything he's doing is falling apart, but he doesn't care. And now he has announced, and his former head of cybersecurity resigned and said the Pentagon is covertly taking over the internet. And then Obama came out. It was CNET News, you name it, and said, we may shut the web down to protect it, and we are feeding everything through these NSA hubs now. I mean, that's treason against the Constitution and dwarfs George Bush's illegal spying. But again, it's just the progression of these puppets carrying out this agenda. And I remember you a year ago saying that the government and Obama were going to go after free speech. And now Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, is telling all the federal agencies that they want to, quote, ban conspiracy theories. And they say that means criticizing global warming. Europe wants to do that. I mean, this is, it really is shocking that they don't care if the people are waking up to them. They don't care if the, if it's obviously criminal. They don't, they're so outrageous. I'm even blown away. I mean,
you're right. You first started this segment. We're talking about his popularity ratings are in the toilet, if you will, and going deeper. And but Alice, I have to tell you, I don't believe he cares about his ratings right now. I think there has been such a conspiracy to control this nation and other nations.
No, you're right. I mean, he's on a mission. They are sprinting for the finish line.
Right, right. So his popularity is not an issue with him. It may be an issue with someone who's naive about what's happening, but not with him. They are in control, and they're going to shut down. I know that I'm tapped. I know that I'm listening to it, everything. I think the reason why, and I didn't make that clear earlier, that the Secret Service came to visit me. They wanted me to know, you're being watched, boy, and we've got you on our line. And everything you say and do, we're monitoring. I think they wanted me to know that. And they're doing that with a whole lot of people.
And it's completely unconstitutional, and it's outrageous. I mean, you've always called for nonviolence, and you're not calling for any violence against anybody. You're simply saying this is treason.
Absolutely. And I think the American people need to wake up. We still have a slither of a chance to regain this nation, and we can go after the Illuminatis, we can go after the Bilderbergs, we can go after the power sources that are controlling our planet right now. We can go after them if we wake up, but if we don't, once they see, I think right now the internet is perhaps the most powerful tool that can be used to stop what's happening on in our nation.
And we better appreciate it, and we better use it right now while we still got it.
We certainly better. But, you know, waking up the American people is a major task, as I'm sure you are very much aware of. We're going to need the support of the awakeness of the American people.
Do you know who Mark Dice is?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I believe the headline is, what's our headline on our article about that? Mark Dice, what's the headline? Clueless in California, Mark Dice gets people to sign petition to ban the First Amendment. And he said, we want to ban free speech, ban people's right to criticize Obama in any way. And the majority of them signed the petition and read it and signed it. I mean, now that's Southern California, but that is zombie-like. I mean, that is the opposite of freedom. These people are dangerous.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's only going to get worse. And then you've got what I refer to as the dunghead media, others refer to them as mainstream media, who also are part of this process, whether or not they're being paid or whether or not they're being given political power. But they're promoting this ban on criticizing Obama as well. And in fact, Alex, during the campaign, when Obama issued a decree that his name Hussein should not be used, that was a form of banning free speech. And don't you know that the news media and others just stopped using the name?
Hussein. Well, it's worse than that. In Vermont, of all places, in Illinois, in Missouri, and we have clips of it in Fall of the Republic, Dr. Manning. And I don't know if you've seen the film, I should send you a copy, where they said we're truth squads and that state officials and local DAs were on TV saying, if you lie about Obama, we're going to indict you. Not Obama can sue you if it's proven to be a lie later. They said if we see ads questioning him And they said, he's a Christian, he wants to cut your taxes, and if you, and that's a quote, and if you disagree with that, you're going to go to jail. They really were testing to see if they can just say, sit down and shut up. And people need to take this seriously. These people mean business.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Perhaps more so than the average person can fathom, and that's one of the reasons why people are still aware. Yeah, I'm aware of Fall of the Republic, and I'm aware of that statement. They not only mean business, Alex, but they're in control. They're riding this wave of power that they have, and they are not intimidated. I mean, who are you going to send to stop them? You know, I mean, who are you going to even call the Marines and tell them to go after these people? Who are you going to send?
Well, that's the issue, is that you're right. They know they've got power. They don't care. They're robbing us. They're setting up a police state. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, I think there is, as you stated, the Internet is a powerful tool right now. They can be at least stopped with the power of the Internet, but used effectively. You cannot depend on the regular sources of dispensing information to do so. But again, it's going to take an awakening of the American people. But if you the article you just referred to regarding people signing a petition stating that they are in agreement with any criticism of Obama, that should not happen, then it shows you the how people's minds are so controlled at present that they wouldn't allow themselves to be constitutionally castrated, if you will.
It's stunning. Stay there. Reverend Manning, we're going to give you his website and more. He, of course, has a radio show as well on the other side of this quick break. He has a lot of courage. You've got to admire that. We're going to come back after this break with Reverend Manning. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at Ready Made Resources.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Day after day,
alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin.
All right, here's the deal. Reverend Manning's going to be with us 30 minutes into the next hour. You'll get a chance to talk to him, and I'm going to news blitz, play a bunch of audio and video clips, and break down a whole bunch of really important news we haven't gotten to yet. I've spoken some about it, but I want to spend more time about the Supreme Court ruling. I wanted to actually go read the ruling. And it's as I thought. Let's corporations give all the money they want, but it appears that the limitations, because they write these vague so they can expand their power, are still on private individuals giving money, but not on corporations. I mean, this is a perfect storm of evil. That is coming up, the latest on Haiti. Now, listen, every time I have a special guest on and I say it's specifically for questions for them, people call in about anything but. We do this maybe once or twice a week. I say, for this guest, if you want to talk to them, specifically questions about what they're doing or questions to them, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll have open phones later on whatever issues you want to talk about. But right now it's for Reverend Manning. Reverend Manning, looking at this country and all the lies, and we've really got 20%+ unemployment. They say it's 10.2. They tell us the economy is getting better when it's clearly getting worse. They are just openly attacking the Second Amendment on every front, while then saying we don't want your guns. But then all these White House czars say they want a total ban on guns. All these White House czars openly saying they like Mao, but they're not communists. They're just a bunch of crooks. I mean. And then meanwhile, you're getting demonized in the media calling this treason. But you are seeing an awakening out there. Are you worried, though, that Republicans are co-opting the Tea Parties and basically defanging them?
Let me answer your last question first. I am convinced that the Tea Party is controlled opposition, perhaps more conspiratorial than the puppet masters that are pulling Obama's string. I mean, it is horrendous to watch Americans go down the primrose path of thinking somehow or another the Tea Party group is going to change Washington in any way whatsoever. But the other thing I think that I'm also noticing in America, and a lot of criticism has been leveled at me, that I am a person that's advocating overthrow the government through violent means. Of course, the Constitution does provide, under the right of circumstances, to overthrow tyranny.
Declaration of Independence, sure.
Yes. Because I have been stating that I sense in America that a number of people feel that they have been pushed to the limits of their sense of being an American. They've been pushed to the limits. Their freedoms are being curtailed, if not being taken completely, and being marginalized. Big business is being given the slogan too big to fail, while poor people are failing, or everyday working people are failing and being foreclosed. And I've been stating that the only way that we can clean house, not only must we remove Obama, but we must remove the power system and the structure that allows him to function, and the puppet masters. And that requires a revolution. I mean, it isn't just about moving Obama. You take out George Bush and put in Obama, and you've got the same problems going on. You take out Obama and put in anybody else, unless the entire system is clean. And that takes a revolution. And people have stated, well, I'm advocating violence, that, you know, I'm about a violent spirit. And therefore, people like the Tea Party people who come in, I was invited to speak at the Tea Party event on 9/12 in Washington, D.C., and a couple of weeks before the event, they called me up and canceled me and stated that I'm too incendiary, I'm too fiery, that I'm advocating violence and overthrow of the government, and on and on and on they went. But that's where we are with that process right now. But the truth of the matter is, America must be clean. There must be a revolution in this nation, Alex. Otherwise,
well, but the question is, what type of revolution?
Well,
I mean, there's no doubt there's been a globalist revolution overthrowing our republic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Halfway into this worldwide transmission against tyranny, and we have Reverend James Manning of Otla.org joining us, Pastor David, James David Manning. Again, Otla.org, A-T-L-A-H.org. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the next segment, we're going to open the phones up to Pat, Julio, Isaac, Tracy, Mark, and others to talk to the pastor. Look, when you talk about revolution, they know they're forcing the people into physical confrontation. So they built up NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, to get everybody used to giving up their rights to fight foreign, supposed made-up boogeyman terrorists. But really, we have the Homeland Security MIAC reports. It's all designed for the American people, libertarians, conservatives, people that want to end the Fed, the birthers. You know, it's all in there. People to get us out of the UN sticker. It's clearly un-American. It's clearly a secret police. But I think they want violent confrontation. That's why they provoke a turret. But I do think we need a revolution of boycotts, of protest, of educating people, of saying no, of taking over the state governments, the legislative process that's starting to happen to block the federal government's unconstitutional activities, the federal government itself taken over by international aims. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. I think the Tea Parties are effective, but they have been co-opted by Glenn Beck and others, and just his past attacks on Ron Paul and others. I mean, he's definitely he's Benedict Arnold. I mean, I have to call him out because he's so dangerous.
He's very dangerous, no doubt about it.
So continue with your problem with the Tea Party leadership and what type of revolution you're talking about.
Well, going to the Tea Party, the revolution aspect of the question first, I think that I've called for boycotts for the last year, and we've been somewhat effective. I mean, I've called for the Great Nine boycott of several major fast food places, all the auto industries, all three of them, Pepsi and Coca-Cola, simply to send a message to corporate America that we're out here, we've got power, we can write your checks, or we can cancel them. I've also called for a one-day work stoppage, which we've not yet instituted, we've not made it effective as of yet, but to have America stop working for one day. Now, the Tea Party people, Dick Armey, I think, floated that idea a couple of months ago, and I called him out on it because I had called for it going back 4 or 5 months ago, that America should shut down for one day completely to let the powers that be know that we're here and we're not going to be marginalized, we're not going to be constitutionally castrated, we're not going to have that happen. And if they don't respond in the one-day work stoppage, then we'll go for a full-week work stoppage. But, of course, you know, Alex, once you do a one-day work stoppage, those that are involved in the process will most probably be either arrested, and if you go for a one-week work stoppage, the Obama machine will call out the military to try to put down that one-day work stoppage. It will not happen in a vacuum. It will not happen in a peaceful way. And I am not one that advocates shedding blood. That's not something that I want people to think of me first of. And however, that's beginning to float around, and I would like to repeal that as much as possible. But, Alex, I'm convinced that one of the more powerful ways of boycotting this structure, this new corporate Supreme Court law that gives corporations the opportunity to buy candidates, to buy by-elections. That's exactly what happened last week. And you got to stop the corporations through the power of a one-week work stoppage. It will turn violent should that happen.
Well, what they did is they said, oh, you can't have a Hillary film, which is clearly unconstitutional. So they expanded it using a ruling that was good to just say unlimited giving, foreign companies, foreign corporations can come in and take over even further. But there's still the restrictions on what individuals can give.
Absolutely.
So it's actually unfair for the corporations. Stay there. Let's talk more about that on the other side. But again, that's the system panicking, pulling out all the stops to try to pile on more money, to shut us down, to shut us up. But the people are only going to wake up that much faster because things are falling apart. They can't paper over that. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Supreme Court removed limits on corporate labor donations to campaigns, but the way I read this ruling, they did not remove the $3,000 limit on citizens. So we, as human beings, don't get to give more, because that's what really threatens them. But offshore corporations, I mean, that's treason right there, and many people have written editorial articles saying that is treason by the Supreme Court, but I remember criticizing them saying they couldn't have a Hillary film that was funded by a corporation. That's one thing. But to say unlimited, offshore, campaign, openly, I tell you, It's amazing. It's amazing, Reverend Manning.
Well, essentially what that ruling says, Alex, is that only corporations will be able to vote. Corporations and their surrogates, that if you belong to a corporation and you are part of the shareholders of that corporation, then you can vote. Or if you are an individual citizen, such as you and myself and many others, your vote will not count. Your vote will be dependent upon how much money you can donate. And, of course, you'll be limited in what you can donate. Therefore, you'll be limited in who and how powerful your votes will become. That's exactly what that does instead. We're being castrated.
Where do you see this going?
I see this. I believe that the Obama administration, the world government powers that exist and that have existed, believe that global power is more possible now than ever, that they can unify this planet, if you will. They can make it a prison planet, if you must. And that there's really no one or nothing that can stop them right now. They don't see anything out there that can stop them. The only thing that they're trying to avoid right now, now I do believe that martial law would be a great way in which, well, if there was an uprising or revolt or revolution that was not well planned, it would give martial law and the power and Obama the power to rule from his throne without any question. However, what they are trying to avoid, and the reason why they're moving, at breakneck speed, they could move more conclusively. They're just trying to avoid people coming out with the 250 million guns that are in the homes of America to overthrow this movement. But they believe right now they're in control, and there's absolutely nothing that can be done, nothing that can stop this global takeover and the amassing of global power into the hands of just a few people.
They really do think America and the world is done, and this is a scientific dictatorship. It's really happening. But if they don't think the public will go along with it, they will slow down. And the good news is their health care is in trouble. Their Copenhagen is in trouble. It's coming out, all the UN fraud, stuff that dwarfs ClimateGate on a daily basis now. Their flu hoax fell apart. And I think that's happening not just because the public's awake and angry and active, Reverend Manning, but because police, military, bureaucrats, people who are in there seeing this, they're quietly not going along with it. They're leaking information. They're saying no. And I mean, I think we're in very, very dark times, but at the same time,
well, you know, I think what you're just—I'm very much aware of what you stated, how clear that is. That people within the military, within the police, within the—and within the structure of the government recognize what is happening. They have not been made a part of it. They will not be made a part of it. And for those reasons, a part of the process could be slowing down. I at one time thought that perhaps they may have lost interest in using Obama as a front man. The Copenhagen failure caused me to think a little bit, and I didn't have any conclusive evidence, that perhaps they thought that they would slow down on him and perhaps pick another person to be the leader of this group. But the other thing is that, I'm not sure that the American people understand. Well, what I would say is that perhaps that what you're discussing right now, we probably ought not to discuss, because there are a large number of people within the military who've been made aware of all of the conspiracies that are happening and this global takeover, and we might be putting them at jeopardy at some point.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. If you expose the program, which we've done with the alternative media, which is why they want to shut down and curtail the web and free speech, if you expose them and we're telling the truth, even if people don't wake up now, as it unfolds, they will wake up, because it's almost like prophecy. We have their game plan, and you lay it out beforehand, and then it happens as we say. That really gets people's attention, and I think that's what myself and many others and you, over the decades, getting the truth out, is devastating to them, because I say it every day because it's so true. Lies have to be reapplied constantly. Constantly have to be reapplied. over and over again. But the truth just burns through the lies. And so we've only got to wake somebody up. We've only got to show them how they've been lied to. And then they've opened their eyes to the larger fraud.
Where we are standing, if you look at what's happening in Europe and how Europe is being co-opted and how they've lost all their sense of democracy and freedom of speech. And the last bastion, of course, was here in America. We were indeed the ideal. We were the city on a hill, if you will, in terms of democracy, freedom of speech, and the best kind of government and patriots of people interaction. That has all been curtailed now. The problem is that we've got a large number of people in America who actually believe that it should have been curtailed, and they voted for it in this recent election with Obama. And as you made mention of the fellow Dice, I think was his name in the earlier segment, that Californians are actually voting or believing that freedom of speech should be curtailed to some degree. What has happened is that there has been such a mind washing of people through the media. A large part of the reason why we've gotten to where we are, and people are not aware of the Constitution, the schools have been stripped of teaching pro-Americanism, Constitution, democracy, the Bible. They've been stripped. The institutions have been stripped.
People have nothing, so they're an empty vessel to be filled. Let's go to some phone calls before we run out of time here. You've been gracious to spend this time with us. Pat in Ohio, you're on the air with Dr. Manning. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Reverend Manning.
Hello.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you're saying about President Bush. I mean, Obama.
Same person.
Yeah, it is. But I think you've been a little too harsh when you say that, when you call for the execution of him if he's found guilty of lying about his birth certificate. Sure, he should go to jail or whatever, but to be executed, no. Even though it may be a law, I think that's a little too harsh. And if anybody needs to be executed, it should be President Bush. I mean, considering what he did on 9/11, he was involved in the 9/11 event, him and Vice President Cheney.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and call for that. I don't want anything to happen to those guys because they're high-level puppets, and that'll turn the whole system into a victim when it's the victimizer. But, Pat, I appreciate your call. Let me get a comment from Dr. Manning on that.
Well, if the question is about capital punishment, that you would be adverse to that, then I can certainly appreciate it. But if it's simply about the severity of the crime, I think that the issue of the birth certificate may be the doorway, but the severity of the crime, what the illegal status has done, and the number of people that have been injured as a result of him coming to power in an illegal way might be a way you would want to consider that. Because if he's created great injury and been able to launch more wars and create more deaths, then you may think and may reconsider and say, well, it might be worth execution at that point. And then the other thing is that founding fathers established that so that people would understand that fidelity to this nation is absolutely critical. Do not betray this nation under any circumstance, or your life is at risk.
Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, welcome.
Alex Jones, Dr. Manning, Freedom Fighters. How are you this afternoon, gentlemen?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I praise you for what you're doing right now. Quick comment then to my question. Startpage.com, everybody, please read Alternative Futures for 2025. They have this thing called Gulliver's Travels, pretty much a prelude. It was April 96, a prelude to what's going on currently in Haiti. My question, you guys are talking about a protest, what we need to do. Everyone needs to know that we need to be peaceful in these actions. I just got done with my sociology class. My professor, God bless this man, he's a Christian. I believe everything is happening for a reason. He talked about Dr. King. I resaw his speech. In the beginning, he talked about he is collecting a debt, talking about the Constitution and how we are granted this freedom. We need to have a march on Wall Street. Everyone knows that the criminal offshore bank known as the Federal Reserve are looting us high and dry right in front of our face.
All right, let me move on to his comments. We're about to go to break. Clearly, I believe in identifying the bankers as the real government, the real criminals, and bypassing the puppet presidents. Your take on that?
The Bible states the borrower is the servant of the lender. He who controls the money controls all of the honey. who controls the money controls the world, quite frankly.
So we go after the banks.
Absolutely. We must, the Federal Reserve, I think, not so much the banks. They are certainly a target, no doubt about it, and a very visible one.
I mean the mega banking structure. Sure, I don't mean your Mayberry Bank. You should support that. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But the Federal Reserve, I think most people are unaware of how insidious the Federal Reserve is, how it was founded, what it does, and how it manipulates world governments. It manipulates, if you will, the growth of products and services in other nations. It must be exposed and dethroned.
We're going to come back, take three quick calls in the last segment with Reverend Manning. Isaac, Tracy, and Mark, stand by. We're going right to you after this break in the final segment with our guest. Then a big news blitz coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Let's move quickly to the call's final segment with Reverend Manning. Let's talk to Isaac in Colorado. Isaac, you're on the air. Welcome.
Gentlemen, I wanted to get Reverend Manning's take on the Romans chapter 13 thing with the whole FEMA clergy response team thing they're trying to push on all these.
Reverend, I'm sure
churches.
You're aware that covertly we got the documents 4 years ago. Butch Paul got them. But 2 years after they admitted they've secretly hired tens of thousands of preachers to covertly teach Romans 13, give up your guns, go to the FEMA camp. We have preachers on TV admitting this. I mean, is that your question in total, Isaac?
Yeah, pretty much how he would respond to something like that.
Well, first of all, I was not one of them. But secondly, any preacher who is paid to promote a particular gospel is no longer a preacher. He's no longer a servant of the Lord. But the understanding the government going after asking preachers to do that and them acquiescing to it, yes, I'm sure they've done it. I don't think they've been very effective, though. I think that what has happened over the last few years, more people have applied for and gotten actual permits to purchase guns, and America is armed to the teeth right now. That was the failed policy, if you ask me.
So America instinctively knew day one that Obama was pure evil.
Excuse me?
America instinctively knew, the part of America that has a soul, instinctively knew that Obama was pure evil day one.
Exactly. They did. I mean, they within their Noah, which I say spiritually, the soul, they sensed that something was wrong, that they knew that this man was not right, and began to defend themselves and protect their homes and to protect this nation as well.
Yeah, the New World Order is in trouble, but it's still moving forward, and the battle is joined. The final big battle's unfolding right now here in the United States. The rest of the world's...
I would think that the New World Order recognizes that they've got a bit of a problem. Somewhere or another, something happened. Copenhagen has caused me to think that they've got a bit of a problem, but they're in no way anywhere near defeated. I can tell you that now, and anyone who thinks that they are...
Yes. We've had some victories. We've wounded the dragon, but... We've shown he's not invincible, but he's certainly not that hurt. Appreciate the call, Isaac. Tracy in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, doctor, nice to get on. Alex, you said it perfectly, that the American people, the ones that at least have souls and know right from wrong, knew from the very beginning that this guy was the worst sort of bad news that we could possibly have thrust on us. And now we find ourselves, I think the last thing you said, it may be slowed down, but it's still moving forward. I hate that saying. But so at this point, do we continue to do everything that we've already done? We know it's not going to work. Or do we organize something that is a little bit out of the box that... at least has more of a chance of working because...
Well, I mean, let me be clear. It is working. They're failing on every front. The problem is they've got the power, and so they just keep going. But more and more of the punches they throw are failing, and the answer is sunlight. The answer is an awakening, going to every hill and mountain, every valley, and letting the people know that the enemy had net the gates, it's in the gates, and this is real, and the Republican... Tea Partyoid takeover isn't going to save us. But again, it's a manifestation. Just like Brown being elected in Massachusetts isn't a total victory, but it's a message. Just like the purchasing of guns is a message. I don't know. I feel in my gut we're really, really having victories. Reverend Manning?
I'm convinced we're having victories, and not only that, I'm convinced that we're winning battles, and I'm convinced that we're going to ultimately win the war. I'm confident of that. I will give my word to anyone who thinks it's worth anything. We will win this war. And to put it philosophically, I mean, I could go over the strategies that you outline so well every day, Alex, but let me just put it in the context of what you said about 20 minutes ago. You said that lies have to be applied every day. They have to get up every day and find new strategies or the strength to apply a lie, while the truth is constant. And that's the thing that's on our side. That is the paradigm of the battles that we're fighting. It's a lie and a massive one against a truth that is universal, that doesn't just stop here in America. It doesn't stop with man and woman only. It is a universal truth, and that's what they're fighting against, and that's why we're going to win, ultimately, this war.
We're out of time for calls. I'll continue with your calls coming up after I cover some more news. But I do appreciate your spirit. I appreciate, I can feel your courage. My discernment tells me, you know, that we need to protect you, Pastor Manning, and that you understand that you have to step up with the courage of what you're doing. And we will be praying for you, my friend, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Otla.org is the website. God bless you.
God bless you, and I will rest in that, Alex. Thank you so very much for those very kind words. Thank you.
We'll talk off air soon. I'll call you in the next few days. Thank you, Pastor. We'll be back with a big news blitz of information. These are the times that try men's souls. Make no mistake, we're living in history right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Film The Obama Deception, and I'm just so proud to have made these documentary films and so honored to have this amazing team here in the office that worked with me and made this possible. If every American would sit down and watch Fall of the Republic, we would defeat the New World Order. There's no doubt that would wake up 60-70% of the people that saw it conservatively, and they would understand the entire game plan, and it'd be over for the New World Order. If the public had any idea the peril they're in and how they've been robbed and what's going on and where this is leading and going, I know you as an audience know this, and I go to you time and time again, and I say, carry the truth to the people. Educate them. That's why you can download the film at prisonplanet.tv in high quality, make disc. Most DVD players sold the last 4 or 5 years play DivX. We have a DivX download that's really good quality, almost as good as regular DVD. It burns to regular, cheap, 20-cent CDs that'll play on most DVD players and all computers, all modern computers. We have all the other different downloads at prisonplanet.tv, the shows in higher quality. We advertise and link to the films free on Infowars.com to the great folks that have posted it on their channels at YouTube, like Change the Channel, in pretty good quality. And, I mean, is that pearls before swine? I don't think it is. I don't think 5 million views, though, on that one channel for Obama deception and 1.5 million or whatever it is for Fall of the Republic. I mean, there's hundreds of other channels and streams and BitTorrents, and conservatively, Obama deception's been seen by, I'd say, 40 million people. This has been seen by 4 or 5 million, Fall of the Republic. There's no way to gauge what people have done on the street. The great folks at Freedom's Phoenix out in Arizona gave out over 30,000 copies at the university and in the town. I mean, on record, gave out 30,000 copies. I mean, that is aggressive. That is powerful. That's the spirit that could save this country. And everything we've talked about, everything we've exposed in hindsight has been proven right. And we are real. And that's why the New World Order hates us. That they hate Fall of the Republic. They hate the Obama deception. They hate Endgame. Because it is veritas. It is truth. It shatters the left-right control bridle, the governor system that controls people's minds and limits their thought processes. It shatters the fake environmental movement. It shatters the federalization of police and Northcom. And I just wish I could somehow sit down and talk to every American and reach out to them. They've been brought up in tyranny incrementally. They psychologically are too afraid to admit the full magnitude of it. It's hard for me to admit it to myself consciously. That's why a lot of times I wake up almost every night at like 3:30 in the morning now, just laying there in the bed going, my God, this is so real. This is so big. This is so evil. And I am not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I get angry. I get primitive. I get very aggressive. And I try to govern it. It's almost like I want to stop jogging every morning because it just gets me more and more angry and more aggressive, the testosterone. Because as a natural man, a red-blooded man, when people are doing these type of bad things, I mean, it just creates not even rage or anger, just more than fury, just like mechanized will to grapple with these people. And I never said I was the man for the job. I'm in way over my head. But so are you. We are all in over our head up against an elite who studied how humans operate and are using psychology, sociology, anthropology, marketing, drugging the population, both overtly and covertly. And it's so real and it's so big. And to see the average person reduced by Madison Avenue to feeling insecure about themselves, and to see the average person reduced and dehumanized and just turned into mindless vessels of dehumanization, and to know there's so many other wonderful, good people. I mean, I almost started crying last night when I was at that demonstration. And I saw these families bringing their children up to me for me to shake their hand. And I just look at their innocence. And I think about everything that our society's gone through, everything it's going through, everything it's going to go through. And I think about all the children the New World Order is killing, cutting off their food and water and power supplies and stopping development. And it blasts me. I am like blasted by like the winds of tyranny, and it's really made me stronger in a way, as so much of my worldliness that we all have in the system has been just peeled away and torn back, but I'm still this primitive, weak creature, but at the same time I have all these human attributes, all the good things that are in humanity, that paradox. And the more I learn about how people work, the more I understand about myself and others. If we just would have had more time to recognize this earlier, if we would have listened to those 50, 60 years ago that warned us, God, it's horrible. People think perception is reality. They think what they buy into is what is the truth. And I've learned in my life to really try to search out what the real truth is. And I just realized that we are a culture of lies. A culture of people that have bought into so many lies and so many distortions. And that's the offer of the New World Order. We'll drug you up. We'll give you entertainment. We'll euthanize you slowly. You know, it's the comfortable, easy way to go versus trying to be an individual in this high-tech grid and trying to figure it out, something I do around the clock. I dream about this stuff. I wake up thinking about it. I constantly have epiphanies and incredibly advanced understandings. And then later I read white papers written by top globalists that are as if it was written by me, but with the evil twist of that they're just openly stating it and saying it's good. And then to be verified, to know I'm right. You know, I wish it wasn't true. So I know that human weakness of like just denial. No, it can't be. It couldn't be. The New World Order is here to devolve and to rip apart and to trample and to stampede humanity. It is a panopticon system to turn the world into a control freak, sadistic, psychopathic paradise. A paradise of evil. A paradise of blood and torture and pain and humiliation. In fact, guys, Google for me, search engine for me, 1984 and the term trampling and being trampled on. I want that full O'Brien quote when he finally breaks Winston. And that's their religion. And he leans over Winston when Winston now believes 2 + 2 = 5. Because freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. That really is freedom. Just, and he leans over and he says, now you see, Winston, we are the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power. You know, you look at my body, the torturer says, the inner party member, as he leans over Winston, the little newspaper propagandist from the Ministry of Truth. And he says, you look at the lines in my face and the blood vessels in my eyes and how I look like the life is going out of me. But that's the vigor of the overall species, the psychopathic uber species that's going to just tear down humanity, stomp on humanity, annihilate humanity, just driving over it, stomping on the human face forever. And Orwell had been a secret policeman in India. He'd fought for the communists, found out that was all rigged. He'd been a top propagandist at BBC during the war. And I've read just so many of his essays and letters where he was talking about this is the real world. This is what they're building. But Huxley came along before he died and gave that Berkeley speech and admitted it's all real. The UN plans to drug you, dumb you down. My brother, you know, runs a lot of it at UNESCO. Julian Huxley. and Orwell had it wrong, it's going to be a trudgeon, black ski mask, boot on the face, but with an overlay of glitz and glamour and entertainment and drugs and drugging and genetic engineering. And I mean, he wrote that in 33. Do you know how far past us these people are? 1933. I can't read Brave New World or Brave New World Revisited, which is a nonfiction. Because I see everything they're doing to us, and it's a joke. It's a sick joke for them to crouch on us and to sit on our chest and to beat on us and to just throw it in our face. Put that Orwell clip back up for me, please. I want to read that on air. I saw that you did successfully pull it up there for a moment, Matt Ryan. All right, this is O'Brien while he is torturing him. Oh, Jaron, you have it printed out? Bring it on in. Thank you, brother. This is O'Brien when he's finally broken Winston, and Winston loves Big Brother and is ready to be killed. They want you to thank them. They want you to love torture. They want you to love dehumanization, think that's good. All the movies and video games with the violence and where the evil guys are vaunted and supported. Exactly. By making him suffer, obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. Do you begin to see, then, what kind of world we are creating? It is the exact opposite of the stupid, hedonistic utopias that the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery is torment. A world of trampling and being trampled upon. A world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be progress towards more pain. The old civilizations claimed that they were founded on love and justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. And look at the controlled left. All they do is poverty pimp, inject race, say if you don't like big government, you're a racist. You know, the very people that always claim to the liberals are the real dark-hearted eugenicists that just love exterminating the third world. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from before the revolution. Yeah, they're reducing the language down where people can't even communicate. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man, and between man and woman. No one dare trust his wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Remember, I played that clip from North Korean slave camp where they take them and then let them breed for 1 week a year or 5 days and then separate the children. I mean, this is domestication. That's 150 years ago, the British tacticians openly said this was the game plan. And 150 years later, it's here. We're now entering it. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an animal formality. And notice porn's actually making people not enjoy it now, and to make it a reflex, like going to the bathroom. No passion, no love. Procreation will be an annual formality, like the renewal of a ration card. We shall abolish the orgasm. Our neurologists are at work upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty towards the party. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. There will be no laughter except the laugh of triumph over a defeated enemy. There will be no art, no literature, no science. When we are omnipotent, we shall have no more need of science. There will be no distinction between beauty and ugliness. There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always, there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and continually growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Man, and when you recognize the empire of the psychopaths, that's what the yuppies on the left and the right, all they care about is their victory. All they care about is their trampling. All they care about is manufacturing a fraud to pull down real men and people of honor and people of will who actually feel and love and are open. They don't like virtue. And they're training you to hate your fellow man. They're training you, as the Club of Rome states in 1991, reprinted from 1968, that they're going to create a double pincer of fake terror and fake environmental crises to capture you, like a pincer beetle captures its prey. And I'm proud of what I've done, and I'm proud of the fact I've been true, and I'm proud of the fact that I want to be truthful, and I try to get it right, and I try to warn you, and I try to mobilize you, and I'm proud of what we've done together. But I also don't see myself in the position I'm in, but there's no one else. There's no one else who is in this position and who has the general basic understanding. It's quite simple. There's many who understand this, but not many who have got any platform to present it. And that's why the enemy's coming after me. They're coming after me on every front.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. 5305 or heartandbody.com.
Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
We have to understand that the human community is under scientific, diabolical attack. And we have to huddle together and educate our neighbors like our lives depend on it. We have to love each other. We have to just do little things like newsletters and posting flyers and calling into talk radio and just be vocal until the crescendo rises and people discover the psychopathic empire. Again, I'm not afraid of being set up or destroyed or lied about in all the hatchet jobs, except that I am now a symbol, a leader, and I've not been perfect in everything I've done. And they can cobble it together and twist it. And so because I am this symbol of resistance and liberty, one of the main symbols worldwide now, and they see our growth and understand what we're doing, just understand, folks, we are under dramatic sustained attack from all sides. COINTELPRO, you name it. Very dangerous groups in Austin operating. And if you give in to the COINTELPRO and cover it, then that gives them the power. If you sue them, that then ties you up. But it's so massive. It's so huge. But if we simply activate and realize just how bad it is and start educating others, we can stop them. We are the priest of power, O'Brien said to Winston. God is power. This is before they'd broken Winston. O'Brien, while torturing him, we are the priest of power, Winston. God is power. But at present, power is only a word so far as you are concerned. It is time for you to gather some idea of what power means. The first thing you must realize is that power is collective. The individual only has power in so far as he ceases to be an individual. You know the party slogan, freedom is slavery. Has it ever occurred to you that it is reversible? Slavery is freedom? Alone, free, the human being is always defeated. It must be so, because every human being is doomed to die, which is the greatest of all failures. But if he can make complete, utter submission, as the globalists have done to their cult, their psycho-power cult, if he can escape from his identity, if he can merge himself in the party so that the party, and that he is the party, then he is all-powerful and immortal. The second thing for you to realize is that power is power over human beings, over the body. But, above all, over mind, power over matter, external reality, as you would call it, is not important. Already, our control over matter is absolute, because they believe in perception, he goes on to say. The lie that perception is reality, if you're hallucinating on PCP and jump off a 100-story balcony window, and you believe you're flying and you're a butterfly, it's not real. When you hit the concrete, reality comes. But they're saying, no. We can have Americans say, ban free speech. It's freedom. We can say, shut down the gun show. It's freedom. We can say, kill a million Iraqis. It's freedom. Notice how they're obsessed with controlling the weather. The White House science czar gives speeches about how they're manipulating the weather. And then you talk to reporters and they can't even fathom it. Because Big Brother separately said, this doesn't exist, but we're doing it. 2 + 2 = 5. And I say, no, freedom is the power to say 2 + 2 = 4. Monsanto does know that their corn is attacking people's organs. They do know it kills the lab animals. People must face that. They must face it's premeditated. It is known. Everything they're doing is by design.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Richard Reeves is scheduled to be in studio with us in 30 minutes. If you question the Big Brother level of fraud, look at how the UN has now been forced to admit they've been engaged in premeditated fraud on ClimateGate, on the Himalayas, on the temperature readings across the planet. UN documents have been released the last 3 months we've covered here on air, where they organized scores of key universities worldwide to collate the data, create the fraud. They say in the documents that these are fellow travelers for world government. I mean, this is a cult of control freaks that want to run your life, want to control your speech, disarm you, herd you into compact cities. Look at how their fraud on the flu shot has been exposed. Look at how it's now come out. I mean, how dumb do they think you were? Sure, one big group of the population will buy anything, but others don't now. That's the good news. There is hope. We're not in this total 1984 society yet, but we've got to fight and struggle against it now. And 90% of the battle, as the Pentagon says, or as O'Brien, the fictional Big Brother enforcer, would say, all of it is in the mind. Because they're selling a lie. When CBS News locally tells you mercury is good for your children's brains, I mean, can you imagine O'Brien? He's saying, Winston, you must agree that 2 plus 2 equals 5. And Winston's like, no. And then later he tortures him. He says, okay, 2 plus 2 equals 5. I agree with you. He said, no, you don't really believe it. He tortures him for months more. His teeth all fall out. And he stands him up and says, look at you. Look at how pathetic you are. He tortures him some more. And then Winston sees the two fingers merge into five. He sees the groups of two fingers merge into five. It is five. Mercury is good for me. Monsanto doesn't want to hurt me. Monsanto, okay, sure, it's killing me, but we can't talk about it or do anything about it because, you know, that would be unfriendly towards Monsanto. They might come after me. They might sue me if I read the official medical studies on it and tell people. That is 2 plus 2 equals 5. And people do it every day going, oh, yes, I think we should ban free speech. Oh, yes, I think we should ban guns. Well, that's not in the Constitution. See, they start out with equations that are more complex, like, well, does 997 plus 1,422 come up to this number? And it's a wrong number, but you're lazy and go, I'll just believe it's whatever you say it is. And then pretty soon they say 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. It equals 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever we say. And so they're practicing that lie on you. To come out and say, here's the fact sheet we're going to give you that the feds wrote up at the school or the government building or at the pharmacy. And here's a little fact sheet. It has no mercury in it. We've shown you these over and over again, side by side. Doesn't cause any problems. Doesn't have any neurological disorders. Can't hurt you. And then you actually get the insert. And it admits all the bad things it can do to you. See, they think you're so stupid. They're bold. They're bold. Now, there is still time to change this. Several TV stations, I saw the newscast on YouTube, ran pieces that were 90% truth last night. CBS, and the reporter came over and said, I'm a listener. He was very, he was real. And he was like, okay, fine, let us try to get it right. And they got it pretty close. So, see, they weren't evil and diabolical. They were just going with the peer pressure of the ATF and the Austin Police Department. And that's what the guy said. He said, we just reported what they told us, Alex. But, see, you didn't go look it up. They even said on the news, Alex claims this is the federal law, as I read it on air. But at least they did that, that there is no, that the law is you can have private sale of firearms. We turned them around because I screamed at them. I went and got in their face and rebuked them. I didn't sit up there in a little beauty pageant, barely talking on a megaphone where nobody could hear, No, I was there to wage war on fraud, wage war on lies. I was there to psychically assault them with the truth.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First off, I just want to say I thank God for you and what you do. I was awakened about a little over a year ago, and the process eventually led me to the Obama deception, then Endgame, then Loose Change, and Dr. Stanley Monteith, read his book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the whole nine. The thing that I wanted to ask is, I'm a Christian, and I've read the Bible cover to cover several times, so I know how it is. And I hear you and I hear other guests talk about how we're going to win. Well, I want to know what you mean when you say we're going to win or we can win this. Tell me what you mean by that.
That's a great question, David. We're going to win our souls. We're going to stand up against evil and not cop out and say we're going to be teleported by Scotty in the rapture that's non-existent in the Bible until after. And we're going to stand against evil and be tested in the fire. And in the end, good is going to win. And so I don't get up here and debate theology. I've read the Bible. I've studied it. I know what it says. I know it says the beast will make war on the saints and overcome them. But that means the saints are going to fight it. But in the greatest awakening to this dehumanizing force, that's what it is. It's death and disease and pain. That's beautiful to Satan. And Satan is a spirit. It is real. There is a mystery of evil, as the Bible talks about, guiding this force. And I can feel that. I can feel the good. I can feel the evil. And so the cop-out that I see from the false Christianoid plastic fake mannequin church that isn't real, it's like a mannequin of a man or woman. It's not a human. I mean, the reason I know the Bible is profound, inspired by the Creator, is that people talk about Nostradamus. They're incredibly vague. The king will be struck on the horse, and the spear will go in his eye. Well, kings back then fought in wars, and that was one of the most common ways they were killed, was someone with a sword or a spear or an arrow through the visor. It's one of the few places they could, they would be in heavy battle armor. It would take a crane to put them on the giant war horse, the big Clydesdale. I mean, that's how you'd know the king, because they would have the heaviest armor. And so, oh my gosh, his quatrain, you know, 100 years later, the king of France was killed jousting. The jousting spear went into his visor. I mean, that's not prophecy. You read Ezekiel and Daniel and Revelations, and it is giant metal insects dropping eggs that are, you know, that turn into giant pillars of fire. I mean, that's nukes. It is a world system where the image of the beast is seen by all television. And that there's moving images of the beast on the streets. And it describes holograms and robots and how you must buy or sell. And it's the hand or the face, the body scan. They're now scanning you in these scanners to get your full biometric scan where they can passively, not just in airports, but from the street, know who you are. Even if you wear a mask, shoots through your clothes and has the digital. Let he with understanding reckon the number. It is a number of a man. The digital calculation of a man's body, of your face, of your hand, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on, and how there will be 10 kingdoms, and how there will be, and then you read the Club of Rome and UN, the UN calls it 10 kingdoms, and it will be ruled by a monetary system, and it will be a false church, and it's unbelievable, and you can't read Revelation and those visions on the Isle of Patmos and not, I mean, it's not vague. It's not vague. And it says the merchants of the world traffic in men's souls. That's what they're really into, is control of the mind. What O'Brien is saying to Winston, the mind is everything, the soul, what people believe. And it just goes on and on and on. So I'm just here to tell people what's happening and what the New World Order is doing. And I have found that Bible-thumping, pushy Christians can't wake up anybody. But this radio show, has so many people have not found the organized religion and the churches, but they have found a relationship with the Creator. And their heart is right, and they now understand and are getting themselves ready for what we're going into. And I just want to try to be a pure and virtuous person. I want to try to transcend my flesh and be the true leader that we're all meant to be, and because as a symbol of liberty, this radio show, my films, myself, the enemy takes what I do and distorts it and twists it and mean, there's countless audios on the web where they must spend weeks taking all these interviews and all these things I say and cutting it together where it sounds, you know, it just so much stuff they do because they understand it. And they don't want people to realize there are good people. They don't want people to realize there are good leaders. They don't want people to realize because then a leader then reflects on you and you become a leader. They don't want you to believe there's anything real, anything bona fide. There's just more evil. And so it's this incredible. I mean, I feel the spirit of the creator and it just braces me with chills as the creator says, you know, you've done well, but now you truly know more than you did before. Now you have the discernment. Now you have the knowledge. There's no excuse. You have to be even better. And then I say, why me, God? Why am I in this position? Why have I been given this burden? You know, they say with great wisdom comes great sorrow. Why? And then why can't I articulate and teach what I know and understand? And then the answer is, at a certain level, you know, some are not even meant to understand what I'm saying. Some can't even understand it right now because they've hardened their hearts. My heart gets softer and softer and bigger. And it's full of more love, and it just—I don't even know how to describe it. And I just want the evil to stop. I want the hurting of the little ones to stop. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, David?
Yeah, I understand. And you know, that's the whole thing that Jesus talked about—that there would be a day when all that stops. And the reason that it exists is because of the fact that the people who are in power now are under the influence of the original rebel, as described in Saul Alinsky's book, where he dedicated that book to the original rebel, Satan, and then had the nerve to say, oh, at least he got his own kingdom out of the deal. Well, the thing about it is, this is turning out to be, you know, the kingdom of Satan, okay? So
there's no doubt. I mean, even if people don't believe in the old serpent as an entity, collectively, what's being manifested and what the elite are turning us into is hell.
The thing about it is, Alex, you know, you mentioned earlier, and I saw, I was watching the program because I get the simulcast and all that, and I was watching where Mr. Dice was doing the interviews yesterday. Well, the thing about that is that every human being has been infected with a lie. We believe a lie. That's why these people come across as though they're God. Because the original lie that the human race believed was that you can be God. So they still believe that.
And yeah, they think they're God. You're talking about at the Capitol, he's literally 60, 70 yards away from cops where they said the media could be. And then he marches up and just gets in his face and is looking at Aaron like he wants to kill him.
Wow.
Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't seen that part. But I'm talking about where yesterday on your program, you gave a snippet of, I think it was Dice in California.
Oh, Dice. I thought you said Aaron Dykes. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was Dice.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly. Those people want to play God. They said they enjoyed the power trip of, yes, I want to ban criticism of Obama. Yes, I want to sign the petition. Yes, they were feeling like they were going to shut someone up. And exactly. I mean, you know.
Everybody has that. Now, before I was awakened, and I can't say that I woke up, I was awakened, okay? I had similar views, not the totalitarian type of thing where if you dissent against this view, you need to shut up. No, but the thing about it is I had disdain for people who didn't think as I thought. And now, whereas now, I mean, you know, the whole left-right thing has been shattered for me. I mean, totally just blown to smithereens. Every talk show that I get to call into, and I'm a truck driver, so I get to listen all day. So every show that I call into, the first thing is, you're coming at this from the wrong perspective. There is no left, right. They're all one. So, you know.
But if I've done one thing, David, is I coined the left-right paradigm term. I've hammered it for 14 years, really about 12 when I really woke up to that fully, for about 12 years. And now people go, wait, I've been kept in this little box. There's a whole nother system and then a system to that system. And I only go far out as I can prove in the paradigm. But I'm now beginning to see even into the next level. And let me tell you, this whole reality is a fraud, brother.
You got it tell you, the first time I saw the Obama deception, I stayed up. I saw it somehow with some Vision Revisited or something website that I clicked on to, and then it led me to the Obama deception, and I could not sleep. It was about a year ago, right around, it was like the first or second week of February or third week of February, somewhere around there, somewhere around that area, where it was shortly after the movie first came out. And I couldn't sleep, and I was up for like 2 days straight. I'm like, and I'm just devouring all of the information that's coming and putting things together, and I'm like, wow, this thing is crazy. How do you know?
So when I found out about 10, when I found out about 8-9 years ago that the eugenics was absolutely real, going on worse than I thought, I actually threw up. My mouth started watering, and it was like a spiritual thing, a physical manifestation of my soul was just like bleh, when I realized, because my body, my soul, my subconscious already knew all this information at a base level, but it was the conscious binding of that and realizing it and the images of the children they're murdering, and it was just blah, you know, just.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
Painful things in my life is knowing that with my listeners, we've woken up tens of millions of people, and to see the system, not just Glenn Beck and others at the top, but lower down, groups that co-opt all the work we've done and then turn it into something nasty with their COINTELPRO tricks. Most of the idiots dancing to the tune and the string don't even know they're doing it. But again, that's going to happen. If you wake people up that they're being lied to, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be lied to at other levels. That doesn't. So you can't look at other people failing, other people falling, other people's problems, all the nastiness, and get wrapped up in it. You've just got to continue to love God and love what's true and love honor and love beauty and love decency and love innocence and stand up against the New World Order and give the people an alternative to say, this is your enemy, the New World Order. Look what they've done to you. Look what the other opportunities could be. Look at what history has shown. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex. Yeah,
hey,
yes,
buddy.
Alex. It is your life to revamp, and I respect your life choices. But when it comes down to your life, your own life, and your empathy for the lives of others, it's really, I think it's obvious from your predictions coming true that you do have a greater forethought to see how the thoughts and the actions that we're sowing will soon be reaped. And because you do, you have assumed that sense of duty and loyalty and the risk that might have otherwise been assumed by others, that's what I think makes you more Christ-like. And if you were to decide to become less prominent in the media, it's your sense of concern that would still bring you these greater insights and an even deeper connection with God. But no matter what you choose, God works through everyone and everything.
Oh, no, that's not what earlier I was saying. I just miss not being able to see my grandmother or spend as much time with my kids. So I feel like my time is stolen by having to fight this. It's not like it's some delicious pleasure. You know, 10 years ago, it was kind of the worldly triumph of defeating them. And I still get happy when we have victories. That's not bad. It's just that now I mean, it's like, whoa, I know too much. I mean, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And the understanding, it just accelerates to the point of like, I'm saying, God, you know, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. But this is really hard to handle.
Well, it never ends. And when it comes to Reverend James David Manning, I wanted to speak with him and ask him this. He has a right to say that Obama ought to be tried for treason. I agree that Barack is the butcher, but he's also an unindicted war criminal and is treasonous. He's illegitimate by virtue of his lies and the Constitution. But to anybody who seeks the death penalty, I just ask, would you cast the first stone? Would you pull the switch? Would you open the trap door below the noose? And as punishment for such war criminals, I would only suggest isolation from power, sequestering from society.
Well, yeah, here's the danger of the death penalty. I mean, if you're in a village 5,000 years ago and somebody kills your kid, the village is going to grab the person that was seen doing it and they're going to kill him. And that's a good thing. The problem is that government is always so much more evil than just the individual criminal. And we know more than a third of people on death row are innocent from DNA. And we know the government does frame people. And we know they now torture people for confessions and are saying that's admissible in court now as they set the precedents with the trials coming up in New York. And so the government can't be trusted to carry out the death penalty because it is the evil. And so that's my problem. But then at an instinctive level, when I see them catch some person that, you know, kidnapped 10 or 15 women and torture them to death and they admit to it, I say, kill them. I mean, you know, but at the same time, that means they're also going to kill a bunch of innocent people. And I, and it's better that 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man be killed. So, I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Well, absolutely, but wouldn't it even be more gratifying and constructive to offer amnesty to encourage them to sing like a bird? I mean, that would be a lot more constructive than putting them to death. And these puppets like Obama are ill in that they do embrace the concept that their masters consider them expendable. The last thing I want for a cynical, despotic dictator is to see him or her, in my own belief, to see them reincarnate. And I care for Reverend Manning's soul in that respect as well, but there are so many more constructive things that could be done with such dictators. I also wanted to bring up what was brought up at the end of the show yesterday by Angel about GMO produce, and you said that if you just wash off the produce when it comes to the pesticides, you know, you want to get organic, of course, and even when I wash off my organic produce, I'm finding with water from my...
I hear you, but I got to jump. Call me back again. We got a guest coming in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Going to belabor this. We've got Richard Reeves in the studio. I'm about to go to him in here in just a moment. But people are ready to learn the truth. When you purchase the videos, you don't just get a weapon to wake somebody up in the info war. You also support our operation. We're expanding, building the TV studio. Finally got the permits, and that's ongoing now. You may even hear a lot of banging and stuff. I know what we're going to do, because they're going to be working 12 hours a day, even though it's about 30 yards away where they're building it, or more. It's about 40 yards. But we need your support now more than ever. Our audience doubled on radio, internet, more than doubled last year. Last 3 months on the Alexa ratings, we're up almost 50%. So we're exponentially growing, but I can tell you the economy's falling apart. Over the years, we could pretty much gauge, as listenership and numbers went up, the profit coming in, the revenue to fund our operation would go up right on line with it until about 2007. And thank God, from media operation and the info war, we have just expanded and expanded and expanded and expanded and kind of like escaped the black hole that's sucking all the other media in, going bankrupt. And we're almost like in the new episode of Star Trek where they're getting out of the black hole and they're barely making it. I mean, we're just, you know, we're pulling away, but that black hole's growing even faster. And so, again, we're trying to expand in the face of the New World Order. We're trying to expand in the face of all of this corruption. And so I, again, we're trying to take it up a notch here. We're trying to intensify. And you do that by supporting us, buying the books, DVDs, the Patriot T-shirts and material. And I want to thank everybody who has been supporting us. That rally last night, I'd say over 80% of the people there were wearing Infowars.com shirts, Joker shirts. It was my listeners that came out. You'd think the other gun community in Austin could, we would muster more than the 300 I got out there. And our listeners got out there. But I'm just glad a caller called me, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, I guess like 9 days ago, to even let me know that happened at the gun show. And we found out it was true. So we're now aware of that. It's now a national issue. But again, Infowars.com, the online video bookstore, or PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. Watch the show live. All the films are there in high quality. Richard Reeve, I want to get into Deborah Medina, but I want to just go back. I got an email Saturday morning saying Rick Perry is going to be at Red's Indoor Range. And it wasn't official, and that was my one day. That one day I tried to spend the whole day with my children playing football and watching them on the scooters and walking in the woods and all that and painting with them and stuff, so I just ignored it. But I should have gone down there and talked to him, but I'm glad you did. And, Richard, you just always do great work. You did great work with us on the Obama deception and on Fall of the Republic with the great camera work you did. And just a side issue, you know, the New York Times and others said that there wasn't even a Bilderberg Group meeting. We were imagining cars following us and imagining Secret Service. You were there briefly. What happened?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was at the Chantilly, Virginia event with you guys. We all did the work together, and I was there shooting video. And there was definitely a Bilderberg event going on there. And as many people know, Obama and Hillary were potentially there inside the Bilderberg event. I'm sure they were.
It's been later confirmed.
That's right. They were missing at the time. So there was definitely a Bilderberg event there in Chantilly, Virginia, and I was there to witness and document that with you. That was a great honor to do that.
But that's another 2 + 2 = 5, where the media just says we just imagined it all.
Oh, well.
We were all having a mass hallucination.
I'm here to tell you it was not an imagined event, just like that fire alarm that happened around midnight, you know, when you're going on coast to coast there at the hotel. I mean, that wasn't imagined.
So, and remember, I came back to the hotel room, and me and Rob said, they just told us about don't pull fire alarms.
That's right. That's right.
And then I told, and those guys, even though I just told them that, they, the camera crew, still couldn't believe it.
Right, right. So, I mean, we could really go back and cover a lot of history that we've done together. You know, we went to Dallas and did some JFK shooting up there to document that, and then Chantilly, Virginia Bilderberg event, and then you were in Canada. I wasn't on that trip with you guys up in Canada when y'all got held at the border and everything like that. So it's just been quite a saga that we've all kind of lived together here, and I've, as a listener, I've gotten to have a front row seat to most of it with you going on, and I look forward to a lot more.
I think the mainstream media is sabotaging themselves, though, by engaging in hoaxes with the flu and the North American Union and the SPP and Copenhagen, denying it while it's all being set up and saying there's no mercury in the shots. It's really discrediting them.
Well, absolutely, and that's one thing I do constantly on some of the programs that I do is I say, look, mainstream media, just keep it up. Keep up your lies. Keep up your omissions. Keep up your prevarications, and we're going to just obsolete you. It's going to be shows like yours on GCN Live and your InfoWars program. It's going to be shows like yours that are going to dominate. And that's happening already. You were talking about how the newspapers are going into the black hole, the black abyss of non-profitability. As a matter of fact, they've literally shrunk in size now. They're actually smaller than they used to be, not only in thickness but also in width. So that's what we're doing is we're taking the mainstream media down, and we'll continue to do that with alternative radio programs and internet shows like yours. And that's where the mainstream media, they're either going to have to, we're going to have to drag them along. And in some cases, they are being dragged along. And thankfully, at least they're willing to at least report on some of this news to where we can go in and read between the lines and decipher what's going on in the world.
So, well, I'll tell you briefly about the very successful protest last night. I want to thank everybody for coming out there. It was great meeting folks. I believe it's the same CBS black reporter. I mean, I forgot his name, but he looked like the guy who was in the earlier CBS reports reading what the police told him, that it is illegal to have private sales. And I showed him the law, and he said, well, look, don't get mad at us. We just reported what the police told us. And then they did the right thing, actually. After I showed him the law, they actually put it on the news, and it was a 90% accurate report instead of 100% baloney. And the other newscasts were pretty fair. So the fact is, and it got their attention when I bullhorned them and said, how dare you? You know, people don't understand. When you kiss up to them and go along with it, it doesn't work. You've got to, when you're in the right, you got to say, you are wrong. And here's the facts. And so that's a great victory.
Well, it does take somebody calling them out on their actions. We have to. That's just like with this Rick Perry clip that hopefully we'll show in a little bit where I caught up with him at Red's Indoor Range. I got word of it Friday from Robert Morrow, a friend of mine, said Rick Perry's going to be at Red's Indoor Range on Friday afternoon. We went up there, and a bunch of us showed up. It was a cadre of Patriots that were there, and we waited 2 hours. I want to thank Val and Rita, because Val is the one that shot the video himself, and Rita was there as well, his wife. And we waited 2 hours to get that 1 minute of video because they wouldn't allow us inside the store to try to get this testimony out of Rick Perry to get his standing on where he stood on this gun show being closed down. So anyway, we waited there patiently. We finally got him. And as you saw, I only had less than a minute there before.
Got a minute, says, 11 seconds.
Right, before he says, I got to go. And not only that, his bodyguard or aide or whoever it was actually physically grabs him and pulls him away. And I'm still there wanting to ask questions and continue the conversation. But at least we got him on record. My goal was to get him on record, say, hey, Rick Perry, where do you stand on this issue of the gun show being closed down?
And he waffled at first, but at the end he said, no, my understanding is your understanding, Richard, right, that this was intimidation, that this was harassment, that this was a lot of things, and that they're looking into it. So now it is on record, because it's this illusion of the Austin police chief and the BATFE and the government saying, no, this is what we did, and that's our story, we're sticking to it. Now the governor's saying, hey, this is wrong. But I want to talk about who we hope our next governor is going to be, Deborah Medina, in a moment. But let's go ahead and play this Rick Perry clip right now. Here's the video and audio of that. This is Red's Indoor Range.
Hi, I'm Richard. I had at least one more question about the gun show issue.
Right on me.
Is Robert explained it earlier. My understanding is that the gun show owner has not voluntarily given up his gun show. What has happened, evidently, okay, is a combination of APD and or BATFE has gone and talked to the landlord of the building.
Okay.
Who is supposed to be HEB,
right,
and that HEB has come to the gun show owner and said, hey, your gun show's off, you're done.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that the gun show has done nothing wrong, that they've been convicted over or anything like that.
That's my understanding, too. And my advice is find another venue.
Find another venue?
Sure. I
mean, is it okay that the feds come in and pressure a landlord
I don't think that's fine at all.
Okay.
My deal is, though, until we get that all cleared up, because, I mean, there's a lot of he said, she said here, then I don't know what the facts are.
Right.
But if the issue is HEB won't let you have that site, I'll bet you there's somebody in this city that would dearly love to say,
well, I agree,
you know,
that's
what,
true.
Here's what, and then go forward. And if they try it again, at that particular point in time, I'm not a lawyer, but I got to start saying that harassment's getting into play here.
Well, that's
true.
Go harassment pressure.
Boom. So they drag him off.
That's right.
But definitely this has drawn national attention. They've now admitted the Justice Department came in and told the police department to do this. They ran the last gun show off. They now just shut this one down. And they've been caught telling different stories now. They're in a lot of trouble if people force the issue.
Well, I look forward to our gun show in Austin being secured in perpetuity, right here in Austin because of this event. I think we're really going to be victorious on that. We had the big rally yesterday that got the word out. You had the press reporting on it, 90% honest manner there. We've got Rick Perry here. Now, think about this. It's a month and a week before a primary election here in Texas. The governor's race is a contested race, regardless of what anybody says. Rick Perry, you think at least he'd be grandstanding on this gun show issue and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to take charge. We're going to see to it that the feds aren't down here interfering in our gun rights and our Second Amendment rights. He's so sold out that he doesn't even do that. Here, a month and a week away from a primary. So imagine, folks, if he gets in to the governorship once again and just continues on with the Bilderberg New World Order Agenda 21 agendas, just moving forward in the police state. I mean, he's just going along with every globalist program that they point our way. And he has definitely not stood up to the feds. He's definitely not stood up for states' rights, 10th Amendment rights. We've pressed him. We had a big nullification rally only a week before that. And at that nullification rally, we're asking Rick Perry to stand up for the states' rights, 10th Amendment rights. That's not happening either. And here we are, like I said, once again in a hotly contested Republican primary race for governor. And where is he on these issues? Silent.
Well, here's the good news again, though. Deborah Medina, unknown a few months ago, comes on this radio show, some other bigger radio shows, gets the Ron Paul movement behind her. She's a, you know, Ron Paul died in the wool, in the fetter. And she goes into that debate and her numbers quadruple. She's now, if we had a few more months, she'd be guaranteed to win. But you know, it's that race. But it sends a message. Whether she wins or loses, she wins. Because now all these other candidates in governor's races and legislative races at the state houses and federal races in Congress, House and Senate, and on top of what's happened in Massachusetts with Brown, the message is the people want change. And not just on the Democrat side with Republicans. They want real paleoconservative constitutionalist property rights, Second Amendment, national sovereignty in the Fed, Deborah Medina. I mean, this is sending shockwaves across the country. I talked to national political pundits. They are following Deborah Medina very, very closely. And so everybody else now is signing up to run. And so we're going to get victories. Every time we stand up, we win. But they weren't going to put her in the next below debate, even though she was tracking nicely. They changed the rules to say you have to be of a comparable office. You have to be a governor or a senator to be in a debate. That was obviously illegal the way they changed. So they said, okay, because it's quasi, you know, public, private. They say it's their private debate, but it's a public service they're supposedly carrying out. So their lawyers told them back off, and they did back off within a week of our listeners and other listeners and the Ron Paul folks out there. See, we built that revolution with Ron Paul as another platform, and as another platform, as another platform in the movement, the long view of history that G. Edward Griffin talks about. So tell us about Deborah Medina.
Okay. Well, the website, MedinaForTexas.com, I'd encourage everybody to go there. But here's the thing is I don't think Deborah Medina can win. I don't believe Deborah Medina can win. I know Deborah Medina can win. Here are the numbers.
I agree with you. If people don't like in the NFL, pick the team they think is going to win.
That's right.
We need to get past that psychological mechanism. Well, listen, my grandmother, I don't know if you heard me talk about it earlier, she doesn't really listen to the show very often. It upsets her. So, my mother was driving her around, you know, great grandmother to my kids, and she was taking her to physical therapy last week, and she's sharp as a tack. And my mother said, "Who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary?" She's a Republican, and she said, "Oh, Medina," because everybody loved her. Talk radio's on fire with her.
That's what's happening. The best thing that happened to us is KRA trying to black her out of this debate. It lit the fire behind the grassroots, which is something we really needed to happen because, folks, we had 1.3 million voters in the 2006 election that voted independent. 1.3 million voters. That cadre of folks right there is ready to vote out establishment candidates like Rick Perry. If those people come into this primary, they can win this race because guess what? Rick Perry only had 550,000 votes in the 06 primary. 550,000 votes is all he had. He may very well split those votes with Kay Bailey Hutchison, Kay Bailout Hutchison. He may drop.
She will win if people come out and vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There'll be some election fraud, but it's not in every county.
If we figuratively and literally just tap on our neighbor's shoulders and ask them, hey, at least are you registered to vote and tell them about Deborah Medina, get a button, go on the website. The importance of that button right there, Alex, I can't tell you every day. People ask me about that. Who's Deborah Medina? And they want to know. They want to hear about it. I'm convinced that after the 06 election with 1.3 million independent voters, we had the Ron Paul revolution occur in 07, 08. I believe in my heart there are 2 million people in Texas that are ready to press that electronic fraud button for Deborah Medina and make it work, though. Make that button work. Get your precincts out there. Get your precinct conventions going. Become precinct chairs. And
well, regardless, we win because with a strong showing, and she may win, with a strong showing, you now have it moving to the states, which is the real battle plan to beat the New World Order.
Right.
The feds have been seized by offshore banks. We take the states back. It's over.
That's right. And Texas can lead the way. I would like
it's just like Copenhagen. People said we couldn't beat it.
Exactly.
If you just have the will to win, you got the truth on your side, you can't be stopped.
Alex, right here, this highway that goes by your office. I'm encouraged every time I come by here because I fought the tolls on this road. This was supposed to be a toll road by your office. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
Okay. It was great activists here in Austin area that fought that. That's one of the victories. Every time I have the pleasure of driving by your office, I think, you know what? We saved that from being a toll road. Alex didn't have to pay a toll on account of it. So we were told back then, it's a done deal. There's no way to change it. Just give up. Just give up the battle.
It's like health care. Exactly. It's a done deal.
Exactly.
It's not a done deal.
That's the classic play that they do. It's
the Borg. You will be assimilated.
Right. You will be assimilated. And I'm here to tell you folks, Deborah Medina can win this race, will win this race if the people of Texas just do their job. I mean, think about it. Alex, you've been on the air 14 plus years, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's not a 500,000 of us here in Texas. 500,000 gets us in a runoff. If we get 700,000 or a million voters to vote Deborah Medina in this race, then Deborah Medina will win this primary.
And you're not even hearing about Democrats. So if she wins this, she's going to beat the Democrats. This is a Republican state.
She will. That's right. This is a Republican state. And guess what? The flip side is true as well. If Rick Perry squirrels in to this primary victory, or Kay Bailout squirrels in, then the Democrat most likely is going to win. What we may see is a bifurcation of the vote in the general election in 2010, where Republican seats, you know, House seats, state House seats, state Senate seats may... We may see more Republican victories, but at the general state level, we might see a Democrat governor. That's what could happen.
Because people are rebelling against incumbents.
Bingo.
You know, Massachusetts, they want the Democrats out. In Texas, they want the mainline Republicans out.
That's right. They're rebelling against incumbents is exactly right. It's like we've got an organic Ron Paul revolution going on within us. We've got Stephen Shoppe running against Lamar Smith. We've got Joe Petronas here in Texas running against Michael McCaul.
Why did Ron Paul endorse Smith?
Well, I have pretty good information that he didn't know about Stephen Shoppe filing. Stephen Shoppe didn't file till the very last day of filing. Ron Paul, in my view, was most likely unaware.
So it was the lesser of two evils.
That's all it was, is he was unaware about it, and I'm sure that there's some sorrow there. But nonetheless.
Stay there. We got a break. Final segment straight ahead. Give people that website one more time for Deborah Medina.
MedinaForTexas.com. MedinaForTexas.com. Donate, get a button, get a yard sign.
We'll be back.
Join up.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The other good news is Deborah Medina, I've talked to her, she's coming on Thursday, she is swamped from 6 in the morning until 11 at night, she is doing interview after interview after interview after interview after interview on talk radio, newspapers, and TV. I mean, she is the hottest thing since, Corvettes and Blondes. I mean, it is super, super hot what's going on, and again, it shows that fervor. The other big problem is... And she has raised, what, $300,000+?
Right, which for a statewide campaign here in Texas, that's nothing. You've got Rick Perry and Kay Bailey each having millions of dollars.
But still, for a new dark horse candidate out of the middle of nowhere, that is big.
Yes.
Now, expanding on that, you are worried, as I am, about Glenn Beck, about Sarah Palin.
Right.
Their clear positioning of her as a spoiler in 2012. Explain that.
That's right. Well, folks, the New World Order is positioning Sarah Palin as the presidential candidate for 2012. There's no doubt about that. And right now she's a rhino. She's just a product of the New World Order propaganda. But there's a chance she may become patriot. Who knows? But I want to ask the info warriors out there in the Tennessee area. Palin is supposed to be at a Tea Party convention, a national Tea Party convention, next weekend, the first weekend of February. I'd like for folks to get over there and call her out and say, look, Sarah Palin, you're going to come to Texas and endorse Rick Perry. You need to stop that. You need to not come to Texas, not do the photo ops with Rick Perry, not do a big press endorsement of Rick Perry, because your rogueness, at that point, Sarah Palin, your rogueness is over. There are going to be patriots nationwide saying, look, Sarah Palin, we know you are not rogue, and stop. Don't come down to Texas. If you're going to be
Perry, Perry, he says he's got new jobs. They're all government jobs. We lost jobs
right
in the private sector. Perry goes to Bilderberg. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a steering committee member. I mean, that's highest level globalist. I mean, Perry vetoed until the heat got on him, the legislature banning all the toll roads.
Oh, I know. Rick Perry is still pushing the Trans-Texas Corridor. He's still pushing NAFTA. He's still pushing all these globalist agendas, albeit more quietly. But you know how you can really find out where Rick Perry stands are by his appointments. He appointed Ted Houghton, the one sole holdout vote that voted pro-Sintra on SH-121 up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ted Houghton was at that
point. But that's okay. Sintra isn't owned by Spain because Louis Black of the Chronicle says so.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, if you look at the appointments that Rick Perry makes, then you'll know where he really stands. And that's what I recommend that people do. And Ted Houghton was a pro-Sintra vote back in summer of 07 on SH-121. Now he's the chairman of the Texas Transportation Commission. And Rick Perry handpicked Ted Houghton as Rick Williamson's replacement when Rick Williamson passed away to sit on this Texas Transportation Commission. So that tells you right there a lot of what you need to know about Rick Perry. So if Rick Perry has his way, he'd like to toll every road.
He's presided over the new franchise tax. It's really an income tax.
You name it. Well, we can talk about the Gardasil thing that he tried to do, trying to get all the girls here in Texas injected with this HPV vaccine that was a fraud and the eugenics implications.
But he's got nice hair and talks like a country boy.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's send him to the private sector. Deborah Medina not only has a possibility to win, she can win, and she will win if we just get up and get out there and get at the voting booth and donate some money to her campaign.
Well, she's on the show Thursday.
Awesome.
Right before the debate Friday, and she's on in the last hour, so we look forward to that, just like you were here with us today, Richard Reeves. Give her website out again one more time.
MedinaForTexas.com, MedinaForTexas.com. Folks, donate. Get a button right here, a lapel button, get signs in your yard, and let's win this election. Let's send Rick Perry home. Let's not even go through a runoff. We can win this election.
We're out of time, and Richard, stay there. I want to talk to you after the show. But, folks, the issue here is you're listening in New York, you're listening in Tennessee, you're listening in Arizona, you're listening in Oregon. This is already getting people to run in their states on the Patriot ticket. And you can run as a Democrat, Republican, whatever you want. The point is, this is how we're going to take America back. We can do it. Just like countries in Europe are voting to get out of the euro. This is unpopular. But if we don't stand up and say no, we lose. Mark Faber, top economist, joining us with his very scary economic forecast. He was on right at the start of the show, 8 minutes in. That's coming up in retransmission now, one place, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Get in game. Get it out to people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.